This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This episode of Random Order is brought to you by Privacy.com. Privacy.com lets you buy stuff online using virtual credit cards instead of your actual credit cards. So that way, when you're shopping online, all your personal information and all your banking information, it's all protected. We work so hard to secure the bag, you feel me? So why not secure the bag? Are y'all catching my drift?
Ready to cut it out with the good stuff.
Make that thing clap, fellas. No eyes over here. Yo, make that thing clap, Leith, real quick.
Yo, Leith, clap that thing for me.
Make it clap real quick.
You guys really want me to do that? Right. How many times? One for each.
Our audio listeners, you standing
one,
up.
One for each of you? One for each of you?
Yeah.
One for you?
For our audio listeners, he's on his tippy toes right now. Oh, man.
Appreciate that.
One for all, and for everybody listening.
Let's go.
Happy Saturday morning for us.
We making it clap over here, yo.
Yeah.
Fatana making it clap, and we don't even need to hear his audio.
Y'all know what time it is.
It's an hour later than we're supposed to start originally.
Yeah.
What time is it?
But it's all good. 1:14.
Oh. What time was we supposed to start?
I can't even tell you that.
That's
no
what
more.
I'm saying.
I can't even tell you that.
It go 10, 11, 1.
Uh-huh.
That's the time I was supposed to start. I'm right on time.
Just like that, man. Yo, y'all heard. Try to laugh at y'all real quick, man.
I had to laugh because these niggas funny.
Without even trying to be funny. Welcome back to a brand spanking new episode of Random Order by 4YE Media, presented by Much Studios, recording from the Artscape Daniels launch pad here in Toronto. Yo, it's your boy Jay Richards, man. Mm-hmm. The most handsome. There's oil within my beard. It's a good day, man.
Forgot to do that.
Akon and Young Jesus.
That's it.
Trying to take it easy, convict. Only way to go. Oh, chill. And so.
I was just thinking about, before you introduce yourself, I was thinking last night, there's Akon and Young. If they change it to fuck, if they start off with it being Young Jeezy and Akon, it wouldn't hit the same.
Yeah, no.
And it wouldn't last. It wouldn't be a button on our soundboard right now.
Yeah.
So that was a very good choice on Akon and Young Jeezy's part. Shout out to those gentlemen.
Well, I can't do nothing with Jeezy. And I plan on dying like this.
Yeah, we're still in the Young Thug marathon over here, guys.
Yeah. Who y'all is, man? What's
it ain't
up?
Gonna stop.
The chocolate one.
Woo.
Yes, sir.
Woo. Woo.
Jeezy. You know what time it is.
He's a window shopper.
Yo, the previous episode, there's like fucking, there's way too many bombs. And like, it's funny when we're here.
What? No such thing.
Yo, it's funny. It's funny when we're here, but editing, it's fucking annoying trying to like time up the finger. So, Trevon, here, we're going to drop a bomb in 3, 2, 1.
Easy. Easy bomb.
Drop 10 for me?
Pick mama up riding with the paper plate.
Solid is, man.
I can never say no to a bomb.
Solid is, man.
You know what it is, man.
Be baby Trey,
man.
Happy Saturday, man, to our very special guest. Y'all been all in the comments asking for this, man. You don't even comment about the video sometimes. Sometimes you're like, yo, fuck this episode. Get late. My man Lathe in the building.
Ah.
What's up? Shining like a diamond from an eagle to a pigeon. Akon and Young Jesus.
Careful,
y'all know what this is.
Oh, the sonic rings. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know what time it is. My man Lathe in the building.
What's up?
He was with us when we were setting up, and we didn't say anything. We didn't catch up.
Yeah.
So I thought you might have thought I was mad at him, but
nope.
We're just kind of saving
I know
it for the
game.
Podcast,
I know,
man. So what's good with you, boy?
I know podcast etiquette. So it's just
he put me on podcast actually.
But I'm good. I'm good. I'm doing actually great. So this is great. I like this. This is
thank you.
This
thank
is
you,
dope. Wow,
thank
man.
You.
What a come up.
A OG, been there from group chat days.
Yeah, oh, yeah, wow. For real. Talking wild on that couch.
Wow.
Talking wild.
Wow, we all grew up though, huh?
Yeah, he's a teen man now.
We all grew up though a little bit, huh?
Yeah. A little bit.
Oh, yeah, fuck, I hope I did. Shit. Sometimes I watch him, I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't think I did. But.
Some of the things I watch, I just be like, that's still true though.
Yeah, that's still true. Oh, right.
I still feel that way.
I was on to something.
I was ahead of my time. Now this is the problem.
Yeah, man.
Shit. Wow. All I know is that fucking room was hot as shit.
And like, the couch sucked, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Bro.
How many knees touched?
Whoever built that couch.
I don't even get fired. Why they built it.
You're fired.
I don't even get why they built it. Honestly, sometimes I was in there just talking shit to get out quicker. I'm like, yo, is that a good episode for y'all niggas?
All good, yeah.
Fucking hot.
Is that sufficient?
Bitch. Now we got AC.
Sweat free.
Shining wow, like a diamond wow. From an eagle to a pigeon.
There needs to be like the button, the game on the button where whoever hits it first.
Oh,
you guys
yeah.
Have some,
that's what it is with explosion buttons. Sometimes. Which nigga hit the fucking explosion button first? Yo. God damn, I was about to ask.
Yeah.
How was that sandwich?
Good.
That was a good sandwich.
It was good. It was, but for sure they heated it up way too hot when I first took a bite.
I know so it was.
Bro, like, yeah,
oh,
yeah,
you know?
Hot.
So I like
yeah.
Oh, of course. Yo, that's how my dad eats his food. I don't fucking understand.
That's the worst.
How he does it. Because it'll literally be sizzling and on fire and he's like eating it and it's still sizzling on the table.
Wow.
Damn. He put it in the microwave for 10 minutes. He'll legit turn on the microwave for 25 minutes.
And it turns
25.
When you once that, I warm some up for him, like yo.
You ever put something in a microwave for too long and it turns into rubber? Like it's
yeah,
like
oh, because yeah. I always do a minute 30 is always keeping.
Yeah,
I've
never gone above 3 minutes.
I don't have a microwave. I haven't used a microwave in like years, to be honest. But I remember I hated the idea.
You were at my crib last night, microwaving food.
Yeah, weren't you?
Was that your house? was that your house? Couldn't remember, man.
Was that a microwave?
3 years, eh?
That's good.
Yeah.
Yo, microwaves are fucked up, right?
They are pretty fucked up. Yeah. Like, just heat it up, you know, with the pan and shit. And
sometimes you got the food all mixed in and you got it. And then
if it's leftovers, just, you know, that's what I don't care. If it's leftovers, I literally will put it in the pan. If it's like a piece of chicken and this or that, I'll put it in like as if it's the plate. And I'll just heat it up that way. And,
what, like in the oven or like on the stove?
On the stove.
Really?
Yeah, because like I don't have a microwave. I don't want a microwave.
Why are microwaves fucked up?
I just don't understand. I don't like radiation heating my food. Mm. This is the idea that just freaks me out, you know? So I'd rather just heat it up, warm it up. I don't even heat it up. I'd warm it up.
Microwave ovens are so quick and efficient because they channel heat energy directly to the molecules, tiny particles inside. Yeah, it's too much.
Kills all the nutrients too and everything. It's like, you know what? Sometimes I even like leftovers cold. I don't know. I'm one of those guys.
Yo, Kevin came by and just picked up a cold slice of pizza. Like he was
I'm one of those guys, though. Psychopath. I could do it. I could do it.
Yeah, I can't do cold pizza. Unless I'm really on some lazy
like
shit.
Sitting on a counter
cold
all night.
Cold pizza is delicious. Like,
thank you. Yeah, I don't mind.
About that. Cold pizzas. Hold on. I got a cough.
I wouldn't go as far. I'd say it's good enough, but definitely
it's
not delicious.
It has
food.
You said delicious.
It has a cap.
But yeah, I know.
Delicious.
But let me tell you when cold peaches.
Peaches? Cold peaches is good. Cold peaches is great.
The flavor, man. Let me tell you when cold pizza is delicious. Listen, I like cold pizza. Like, let's say you order it at 4. Okay. You can eat that thing at 10.
You say
don't let it sit. Don't let it sit overnight.
You'll still see me do this to the oven.
Yeah.
No, but like if bro. I'm like, oh yo, I don't know. I have to be in a mood for cold pizza. Like 100%, I'll warm it up all the time. But I can eat cold pizza. And
bro,
be like,
what
that's
is it,
fire.
Bro? Do you like it or not?
Like B&R days when we didn't have a tip.
Yeah. If I'm on my mucky shit,
it could go down.
Yeah,
and it's
go
good.
Down. I'll do it. Yeah.
And it's good.
What about cold Chinese food?
Ew, no,
you lost me.
That's only for raccoons.
A lot of raccoons out there. Yeah. Hey, turn this shit up. Turn this shit up. This nigga know what he's talking about.
I'm gonna go follow this guy.
Cold Chinese.
You never had that?
Dumb.
I've been there. Oh. I've done it. Listen, man, I don't know what it is. I'm not a picky eater. I could eat anything.
But fuck with you. You
know what I mean? I just can do it. I don't know. I don't like to eat them, but that stuff.
I hear that.
But I'll do it if I have to. You know?
Yeah, I can't complain about that, I guess.
The only cold food I can have is honestly pizza. Like anything like noodles, it has to be hot.
I agree with you, but you know.
Sometimes it can go down.
Sometimes if you're high enough, you know, if you're just like, you know what?
That's why I want it to be the hottest and the best it could possibly be.
Yeah,
that's why I add sauces and shit.
Because I know.
Yeah.
I know what this experience is about to be.
You ever
like,
bring back a whack meal from the dead?
Oh,
like, take it out the fridge. It looks like whatever, and then you realize, oh, I got a little fucking cilantro.
I have a little cilantro.
I heard my C coming out.
I have a cilantro.
Yo, that fucking guy on MasterChef kills you, the Spanish guy.
Oh my God.
He'll be straight English until he gets the one fucking word where he could like express his Spanish side.
I really like what you did with the bread and the cilantro.
What's dude's name? Is Aaron Sanchez, bro.
Yo, he's fucking cutie pie, though. I'll give him that.
I love what you did with the tacos. The tacos look really good. The chicken is cut perfect.
And he's cilantro.
I like the fish taco, the beef taco, and the chicharron.
That's funny. Yo. And the jalapenos.
Yeah! But I have to say, you really let me down with the jalapenos. It's like, oh, fuck.
I don't like the way you head them.
Oh my God. What's up with the head dip when you do it?
He does that. He dips his head and does the hand thing. I like cilantro.
Put that on the split screen.
Yo, honestly, he's up. He's behind us right now.
Look at my man.
See that shit?
Yeah.
Wow.
Shit, good times, man.
Wow, man.
You guys, welcome back to MasterChef.
Like, yo, Aaron.
Master Chef.
Guys, we can make this jokes. Trust me, we're good.
I'm half Colombian.
I'm half Colombian. We can make this shit.
I'm half. Like, you guys forget I'm Spanish. I speak fluent Spanish. So
fluent.
Sí, claro, man.
You got a premium version of Duolingo?
Wow. Wait,
what the fuck?
When?
You didn't know that? I grew up in a Hispanic home. I have an abuelita and everything, and I was raised
abuelita.
That way.
You have an abuelita?
She's 92.
Jeez. You don't have an abuela.
An abuelita, not even an abuela. She's ancient, bro. She's older than a grandmother. You know what I mean? Holy. She's 92. So.
Mad wisdom from her, I bet.
Claro. Hold on. You claro.
Puedes hablar en español? Mira. Ay, Dios.
Yo, when? You don't just fucking.
Hold on. We're talking.
You know
I
what?
Understand Spanish. He's talking. I'm about to get into it.
Someone's got a Siri translate on right now.
Guys,
I hear you.
He's running wild. See,
Oh my God, that's
jokes. Estupido.
You guys didn't know that. You know what? It's because my name's Leith Hakim. People wouldn't guess that, right?
No, nigga, I just never asked.
Didn't know you were Spanish.
I just don't throw it out there. I don't care.
Yeah.
My first language would be Spanish.
Okay. No, you know what? I'm calling this nigga out on his bluff. This whole podcast, do it Spanish, I'll translate it.
Excuse me?
I'm going to call your bluff, nigga. Yeah. You're not going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm sending it to Maria. I'm like, yo, translate all this shit? I don't know what he said.
Just ask, after, read the comments. See if they're saying, like, he's legit. Don't worry about it. Forget it. He's good.
Yeah. What kind of Spanish?
I mean, Spanish? What do you mean?
Like, where am I from?
I was going to say that.
Origin.
My grandmother.
Check y'all niggas.
My grandmother's originally from Paraguay. And she moved to Argentina, and my mom was born in Argentina. And so I just grew up on my mom's side. So I just grew up speaking Spanish.
I was about to say, it's like it seemed like a different type of like Argentina.
Yeah, it's like they call it Castellano. That's what they call it. Where they say je, je, je instead of the yeah, yeah. So it's like really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so weird. I find it like very unique. Just again, fucking, you can speak Spanish, but then there's like 30 different ways to speak Spanish.
There is. I can even tell who's from where most of the time.
Yeah.
Like I noticed when like Mexicans speak, they sing song.
Yeah.
You know, cuando hablan a la vera arriba y abajo, like that, right? But the Cubans, they don't almost close their mouth when there's like syllables. So entonces cuando hablan así, son cubano.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I want to do that.
I
just want to watch Narcos without reading. That's my main focus.
Oh, it's funny because I can hear people on shows and I'm like, oh, they learn Spanish versus they speak Spanish.
You can tell that guy.
You can tell because they like pronounce things too, like they're trying too hard versus it's just a word they.
Oh, that was me.
It's like seeing people speak English. You know, people from England act and then they act like they have an American accent.
Yeah.
And
you're
like, oh, they're American until they slip up and they just don't perfectly
say,
and you're like,
until they don't.
Where are you from, bro?
Like,
otra vez, huh?
Oh, mentiroso.
Something about Mentos?
No.
Something about Mentos.
Okay, we'll talk about it later. We'll chop that up later.
You guys been doing that New York thing for a while, but when you started that LA shit, bro, I messaged you guys.
Bro,
I was like,
here,
that shit is fucking hilarious.
Mentally locked in, bro.
Bro,
I'm
tapped in, bro.
I saw that guy on the street,
bro.
Man. Like,
bro, trust me, bro. It's like,
bro, that's so funny.
It's crazy that you're even drinking water, bro, because like,
if you even know where water come from, bro.
Not even that, bro. The Amazon needed more than you, but you still got to take that to nourish your body,
shit,
bro.
Hey, but this shit, bro, this shit is alkaline, bro.
Oh, bro, so they really need that, bro. They really need that over there, bro.
But it's you think they need that over there, bro? But ask me what happened today, bro.
What happened today, bro?
It fucking rained in the Amazon forest, bro. Mother Nature said, I'll do it, my motherfucking self. Since y'all niggas so motherfucking mean and can't help me out, bro, I'm gonna do it myself, bro.
That's an independent woman, bro.
Learn, bro.
That's an independent woman, Mother Nature, bro.
Bro, she's so independent with it, bro.
That part. Yo, new fucking 4IE durags. You see what's on the table?
Oh, yeah.
You see what's on my head? You know what time it is? It's out right now, right?
Should be out right now.
Yeah, it should be out right now.
And Blue, what
we got? Six different designs.
Jeez, all new?
Yeah, this is a two-tone blue. You know what I'm saying? That marble thing that everybody, Trey, you be wearing on the podcast, that blue marble. Yeah. Yeah, that black market bag, you feel me?
See it.
Shout out my Ghanians.
Yeah. Yo, let me see that one right there, Sheldon.
What's this right here?
That one right here, look. This one's special.
Why's that?
This one's special. I call this one the double bubba hubba bubba.
Also known as the salmon.
Yeah. You know what we rocking with, man.
And then that black thing, 4IE across the head. I don't want to unfold this because then I can't fold it back.
Let me see that one.
Yo, I don't know how the fuck people fold shit so perfectly.
Yeah.
Do it. Not how I do it.
I can't fold
this. Is just all black, you say?
It's black and then it got 4IE running across the straps.
Mm-hmm. These guys are crazy.
Yeah, trust me. Yeah, so head over to that website, 4ie.ca. Cop you some new 4ie durags.
Ooh.
Yeah, I can't
know what time it is.
I can't fold shit.
Yeah, these is hard.
I don't know where the fuck niggas learn how to do that shit.
Yeah, I just wake up and say, nah, I can't fold. Nah, I'm just going to live my life like that on me.
Yeah, homie.
And I really want to get Enrique Iglesias.
Someone tweeted Enrique Iglesias and said, yo, come on.
I didn't hear you say that again.
Someone tweeted Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, you don't know? You don't listen to that guy? Listen to this?
I think I heard of him.
He has some good songs.
Who's your favorite Spanish artist? Excluding Fat Joe.
Fat
Joe's in there. You can say Fat Joe.
If you want, fine.
I'd say probably Buena Vista Social Club, the Cuban. I think Cuban music is the
Cuban
best.
Cuban music is fire.
The best Latin music, in my opinion, is Cuban music.
Guys, don't come from me. I ain't say that, but it is pretty fire.
I think so. That's my opinion.
Yeah,
I just think so. Freaking salsa, the way they got it down, oh, it's so damn good.
You know how to salsa?
A little bit. I mean, you know. Again, my family, my mother, my grandmother, more Argentina side. I remember when I was a kid, my grandma used to like tango with me. Mm-hmm. When I was, you know, I just did that because she forced me, and I was like annoyed. You know.
Yeah.
You know, at parties,
bro, when they make you dance.
Oh my god, the worst is they're like, show your uncles, show your aunts and uncles how you dance. You're like,
never understood.
Yo, man,
this nigga would do it.
You know what's kind of fucked up? You know what? Because I was literally you say that fucking story, I was just about to say. So we had. We're fucking Jamaican and Colombian, right? Mm-hmm. And everyone from our Spanish side, like every Christmas dinner shit, they're like dancing salsa and shit. Me, Jermaine, Ryan, Tanisha, we're just sitting down because like we didn't know how to do that shit. But these niggas would play like some fucking hip hop and shit and then look at us and I'm like, all right, nigga.
We knew
what to do. Yeah, I got up and did the heel and toe for these niggas. Nobody else was dancing. It was just me.
Just you, heel and toe?
It's kind of fucked up.
Look. Your turn, guys.
I'm like, fuck. Now we can be family, bro. These niggas were not trying to teach us how to salsa.
No,
I wasn't trying to teach them how to.
Oh, we didn't teach them heel and toe.
Yeah,
sure.
I did it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Bro, that shit was annoying, man.
From then on, I'm like, all right, I'm just going to rock on my black side.
Fucking jester, my nigga. Yeah. And I'll try to stand my ground. Like, nah, I'm not doing that shit. Then Toronto get up and show me up and fucking do.
Oh my god, I went to a wedding. I went to a wedding, a cousin's wedding. And my family used to do that with like, so my mom does like soul and funk and disco and all that shit. And like Michael Jackson shit. That's how I got put on when I was a kid. I love Michael Jackson. So when I was a kid, my mom would make me go do dance like Michael Jackson. And I'd be so embarrassed, right? I'd be so furious.
Mom, stop. What the fuck does it do that? You know?
And then so my cousin just had a wedding a few months ago. And, you know, the DJ played some Michael Jackson. And then my mom's like, go. I'm like, I'm a grown ass man, mom. No. No.
Turn your back.
Mustache.
Mom, look. I'm a
no. Like,
nigga.
The answer is no, mom. I'm sitting. Just sit down, mom. Like, come have some coffee with me. Stop.
Mom, I have a chin strap.
Yeah.
Mom, I have to pay your rent, mom.
My chin strap connects now, mom. Come on. We got to stop this shit.
Mom, come on. You see the beard connection. The beard connection was a big thing.
When did you guys grow your beard? 6, 7 years old?
Yeah, I actually thought about it. I'm like, oh, fuck. My shit came late. I think my beard connected in like 16.
Yours is really dense. Like,
oh yeah, we're here.
Dense.
Oh,
like if we shaved your beard off and then weighed it, how much do you think?
Give me 20 minutes and I'll see what I can do.
You're not going to shave your beard, bro.
It'll fucking take a month.
Okay, okay, here, I got a good question. Okay. What would it take for you both to skin shave your beard?
40 bands.
Oh, not much.
This guy knows. he thought about it. He was in bed.
I didn't even think about it.
He was probably in bed, and he's like, 40 I was thinking bands. About it, but I unless did the math. Somebody pays me 40.
Because then I can't show my face fucking anywhere for a whole month.
That's going to be
80 bands, actually.
I
would do it.
Stay humble, 200 bro. Bands. What are you talking about? This guy's
I know what this is worth.
What would you do?
I would do it for a Klondike bar, first off.
I'll get you a Klondike bar during the podcast.
I would do it. I just need to do it for fucking one, for a cause. Two.
Okay, if you do it, it has to be on live, on the podcast.
I'll do it on the podcast. If I ever see it, I'll do it. Yeah.
Or we'll get a barber. Guys hire barbers, both at the same time. You just chill, talk.
We'll get my guys at Throne.
We'll get my mans at Throne. I'll do it. But I just feel like it'll just be funny after, Just after the fact, I'll just be laughing.
You know what's going to happen? First day, you're going to be horrified.
Yep.
After a week, you guys are going to see the stubble growing. You're going to be like,
kind of like
fucking with this little shadow.
Yeah,
I guarantee it.
I'll be sure.
Shells doesn't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Shells is no comment.
Hey, you see the mustache. Like,
yo, you want to say my boy?
Y'all see the mustache, nigga?
Stop playing with me.
Niggas,
ain't kind of young Jesus.
When niggas have no beard, they just resort to any hair they have. You see the fucking eyebrows, nigga.
You know what it is.
Y'all niggas see the hair on top of my head, right?
My peach. You see my peach fuzz when the sun hit me on a.
Okay,
see the toe knuckle hairs, man. Stop fucking
my boy from time. My boy from time. I was like eight. I've known him since I was.
I thought you said my boy from time.
From time. What?
My boy from time. I was like 18 when I met him, but we're close. See, my crew guys. Like, I don't know if you know Marlon. Of course, you guys know. But I mean, like TJ. You know, mm-hmm. You guys know TJ.
Yeah, the one he doesn't work out, right?
Yeah. So he's training me right now. He's personally training me.
Are you training him?
So not really.
He doesn't work out. Okay.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's. Anyways, he's. I know he calls himself skinny. It pisses me off. You know. So anyway, so we're talking, and he's like, yeah, I'm trying to grow my beard. And he's only got chin. God bless him. He only got a chin thing, right?
God bless you. You guys throw the
God bless
him. Hold on. Let her rest. God bless him.
God bless that man.
Put TJ up on the screen.
Just his beard.
Just his beard.
Okay. So he's talking about, he's like, yeah, I'm trying to grow out my beard. And I'm just like, it's not happening, man. And he's like, no, it is. It really. So I brush my skin to activate the thing. That's what he says. And I'm just like, doesn't. Remember that thing people used to say, if you shaved, it grew in thicker.
I've never heard any myths.
That's not.
Yo, is that not true?
That's not true. It's gonna grow. It's genetics. It's gonna grow eventually. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so he's saying he's gonna he used to shave it whatever, just so it grows in. And I'm like, dude, you're like 30. It's not happening.
It's not happening.
And he's like, no, man, I'm not going to give up.
I feel like, shit, I ain't give up yet either.
Yeah, dude, it's just, it is
up?
What
you
it is.
Leave it, bro. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't,
it's not going
to. You're going to
be that nigga. Hey, still be that nigga. Just
yo, I think.
That's so funny, though. It's just the hope in his eyes, man. It's so much.
It's inspiring.
I never had hope. That's why I'm a happier person.
You just let it go, man.
Yeah,
live with it.
This is me.
Yeah, you move forward, bro. Yeah. Just move forward.
I think people coming up to me asking me how to get a beard is the oldest shit in the books. You know what I mean? It's just not happening for you, player.
Yo, people come to me it's a secret. They're like, yo,
how
they're
do
trying
you grow
to see
your
me.
Beard?
Bro, you they see me and they're like, yo, yo, yeah. Like, I got to see that, yo. What is it?
Send it.
Send yeah, like, yo, 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 send on. Yo, for real, though, send on.
Send on. Oh, the jig is up.
Okay, how much? Send on. How much?
It's you finally caught me. All right, nigga. Yo,
what's your routine?
Give it a beer.
Yo, I go to bed.
It's called genetics.
There's more hair than there was yesterday.
Go to bed, wake up.
Go to bed, wake up, and that's it.
That's it.
No, it's crazy.
It's a blessing and a.
It's never a curse.
What? Nah, it's a curse because sometimes you get trimmed up.
People touch it sometimes.
Yeah.
And it blows my mind.
When people grab my beard,
I don't know what to do. Someone said, can I touch it? Boom. And then touched it. I'm, what the fuck? I didn't even know where I was. At that point, I didn't know where the fuck I was.
Just touch their face. See how uncomfortable they are. Just go like that.
Whoa, that's a nice chin.
So let me. Yo, wow, man. Your eyebrows are. Your eyebrows are. Wow.
Can I just do this to your eyebrows?
Yeah, do that.
Whoa, hold on.
Blue face them.
Or, you know, when your mom used to like, lick your thumb and then brush off the thing.
I'm not doing that to my kid.
Yeah, no.
Licking the thumb and then putting on their face.
Yo, I'm not gonna hold you.
Nah.
Nope.
No.
This is disgusting.
Yo, my fault. hey, my fault. My fault.
Yo, please, that shit always gonna make me puke a bit as a kid.
It stinks, like, it stinks, man. It spit.
Yo, love my Dukes. Oh, but it fucking stinks though.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Yo, Lathe, my man, you're an artful guy. You know what I'm saying? Very observant.
Okay.
What do you make of this?
Shining like a diamond from an eagle to a pigeon.
What could that possibly? Let me know if I gotta press it again. What could it possibly mean? Because I don't fucking.
We can press it again if you need.
You know what? I don't think he thought about it when he said.
No, nah, Birdman is a wise guy.
I think he just said it.
You know he's a billionaire, right?
No, he's not.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
He's not a billionaire.
Birdman's not a billionaire.
He's right there.
He also has a tattoo of a star on his head. So who, you know?
It's intentional.
It's intentional.
Yeah, well,
that's his portal for like the aliens.
Shining like a diamond, from an eagle to a pigeon.
Shining like a diamond from an eagle to a pigeon.
Yo, I swear to God, I was sleeping on this last night.
Bro, eagles.
I tried
eagles
after the podcast.
Are cooler than pigeons. So that's a downgrade.
Yeah, yeah, right? That's what we're saying.
So
yeah,
you're shining like a diamond. First of all, none of the birds shine. They're not reflective.
Okay.
No, sometimes they have a nice sheer on their.
You know what I think?
You know what I thought it was?
You know what I think it is? It's like, you know when people do abstract art and they go, and this is what it means, but it's bullshit?
Not Birdman though.
That,
not
bro, Birdman. Hey man.
I know, not Brian.
I know it burns your soul, but sometimes.
Yo, Birdman, no. You're not gonna,
sometimes Birdman thinks he's artistic.
You're not gonna do that.
Yo, what I was playing with in my head was like, okay, shine like a diamond. That's his own thing. From an eagle to a pigeon. So I thought he was like doing like a, it was like a
eagles
like
are,
an eagle be the airplane and then the pigeon's like the little PJ. Cause it's smaller, it's a smaller bird, you know? That's my best interpretation.
Okay.
So we need shine like a diamond from a big plane to a little plane.
Let's take it to the comments.
Yeah, it's a reach, but that's the best argument.
It's
the
closest reach.
You guys let us know what you think it is. Hold on, let's
hear it. Faitanus is way off.
Let's hear it one more time. Faitanus, you didn't know what the fuck you were saying.
Shining like a diamond from an eagle to a pigeon.
I don't rate it.
Shining like a diamond.
Throw it in the comments, man. Let me know.
From an eagle to a pigeon. Obama just kind of put this tweet out, and he gave a fucking playlist of his summer playlist of what Michelle's been listening to.
Him and Shells?
that was him and Michelle's?
Yeah.
And he has some good tracks on here, and I mean, I can't help but notice my man Daniel Caesar's on there, number 15, best part.
That's what's up.
I see Lauryn Hill in there.
Still bumping that, eh? Okay,
I see
Obama.
Coffee in there. Ah, toast.
Oh, coffee. Gratitude is a must.
Trust me, gratitude is a must. I see.
Gogina? He knows my shit. Yo, when I play Gogina, I'm a superwoman.
Wait, what song is that?
I'll fucking.
Gogina by SZA?
Oh.
I feel like I'm in my bag when I listen to Gogina.
I don't know why. I heard that like Dragon Ball Z, like Gogina, like a Dragon Ball Z name or something, like Vegeta.
I was thinking of Godzilla. You know, the Japanese say Gojira.
Oh, yeah. See what I'm saying?
Like, did I put it into one word?
This guy has sound like one word.
Welcome to the party in there.
No, he doesn't.
At number one.
Oh, shit. Yeah, right.
Wait, by Pop Smoke?
Yeah.
Oh.
it's a good little playlist. You got Too Good in there, Drake and Rihanna. Old Town Road, of course. Shout out to my man in them.
I don't believe it.
What?
He listens to old music. He's doing this to get.
He said, "Can I kick it?" A Tribe Called Quest is in there.
Okay, that's good.
He has some Jill Scott in there, Stevie Wonder.
Okay, there you go. That's all. I was just waiting for that. I didn't get to see it, so I was waiting for that.
Yeah, Doo-Wop's in there.
Because if he didn't put those, I'd be like, I don't buy it.
Brown Eyed Gyal, Van Morrison. I don't know if that's a reggae remix. That better be it, though. I don't think that's who did the reggae remix.
No, I don't think so.
Who did that? I feel like, yo, reggae artists.
Hold on.
Yo, reggae artists would take a whole song. Or do they get it from the reggae artists?
No, they get it from original tracks and they just sing the whole thing on a whole new beat.
But they do it better. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
They do it way better. Because whenever I heard the real version, I'm like, oh, the fuck is this bullshit?
I don't know the original by Van Morrison. Who's the fucking, who does the reggae one? Yeah, it's Sanchez. What am I doing? I'm tripping. Yeah, I can't even play that. But yeah, you know the song, Brown Eyed Girl? I'll send it to you later.
I listen to old reggae. I don't really listen to, like, I listen to 70s and 80s reggae, like Burning Spear, Mighty Diamonds and shit.
90s.
Yeah, but I like the older stuff best. Like Burning, like I'm telling you, Mighty Diamonds, Mighty Diamonds and Burning Spear, that's like, those are my guys. That's my, oh my God, I'll send you some tracks. I have like, my boy gave me a hard drive of like over 3,000-4,000 old 70s and 80s reggae songs. Like, rare ones.
Damn.
They're so good.
Is your boy Joke?
No. Yeah, Joke is my boy, but that's not the guy.
Yo, shout out my man, Joke.
Shout out to
me in my zone.
That guy's incredible.
Yo, I was I was listening to Selection Radio. You put me on Selection Radio.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Chain Effect. He put me on Selection Radio. I've been listening for a minute, and fucking that man has a lot of samples. He has a lot of original music. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? This is where it's from. If you guys are looking for good music,
Selection Radio is amazing. It inspired me to do Plus Mood Radio. Yeah, man, that's my direct inspiration. I always say it. Yeah. Joe K is my guy, man. I've known that guy for 6 years.
Holy.
Six, seven years now. That's crazy. I remember going out to the 6 year anniversary for the Selection party out in LA. Oh my God.
I listened to that one.
That shit is crazy. I was there. Yo.
For real.
That shit was wild. They had like live bands, they had competitions between DJs. It was like a battle and everything. It was so dope. Have you been to a Selection event?
No.
Oh, man.
Is it all hype or is everyone just super chill?
No, man. It's hype. It gets moving. Like, so that's what I'm saying. It's the flips and edits and everything. Like, when that whole Brazilian baile funk trap thing came out, like Sango was killing that. Ooh. At first, originally, like,
Yo, I'll get up and start dancing all over the
place. With the trap and shit like that. Like,
Sango is crazy.
Yo, Sango's nuts.
When
I remember
first
hearing
heard
Esta,
about Sango on SoundCloud.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's all Selection guys. Esta, Sango, that's the original guys.
Oh, for real?
What, man?
So then I've been.
I know all those guys. Those guys are crazy creative.
Sango's sick.
Sango's the man. Shout out to Sango. I haven't talked to him.
Shout out that man.
Yeah. How's everything? How's life? How's fucking?
Well, speaking of music. I'm doing music. I'm writing more music for people, and I can't say too much, but I got another thing with Roy Woods. I wrote Say Less.
Remember
I told you that. Did I tell you that?
No, what the fuck?
Okay, I wrote Say Less with Roy. I worked with him on that, and it was crazy.
Say
it was
a word.
It was crazy
the
when
fuck?
We did that. Yeah,
I didn't even know that.
I got another track with him coming up on his new album. I can't say too much about that. I think I already said too much, but you know. Anyways,
exclusive. Yeah, you might just snipe on the way out.
But I like writing, and I love that fucking thing. I like writing more so than anything. I was producing for a while, but I think I like writing more.
Yeah.
And Roy's great. I like working with him. He's open minded to shit. I just finished a session with Langston Francis in the studio.
Jeez.
I've got a bunch of other songs. I've sent them to a bunch of people, things that haven't landed and everything, but I just like writing.
Mm-hmm. When did you get into that?
A few years ago. Only a few years ago. And I already got, like that's what I'm saying, I've already worked with Roy. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's who you know and what you know. So who you know to get you there, what you know to keep you there.
What was the build up to get you to that point? Like, were you thinking about it for a long time?
Well, I was producing for years, just quietly, just because I was interested, very interested in it. Even when I was DJing, I was producing. When I was in Plus One Radio, I was producing. And then eventually I just wanted to write songs. And then I guess, you know, the U2 team, they gave me a chance to try out with Roy, meet up with him and work. And we did a lot of cool songs. And then, you know, I got working with Roy. He writes a lot in a really interesting way, ways that I don't. So it was, we kind of like bounced off each other and how we did stuff. I remember staying at his house for a few days and we just came up with like 7-8 tracks.
Smoked 80 blunts.
It's like a trillion blunts. Yeah, it was crazy. All those guys, Dolo, Brooks, and Kirby, and all those guys, shout out to them.
Shout out UTU one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
We're gonna get Roy on the podcast. I know he's about to drop his album. We're gonna get him on here, so
chop
it up with him a little bit. A Brampton native.
So good luck, man.
Love that guy. Yeah. So
you're happy you got into writing when you.
Yeah, it's crazy, and that's like a side thing. My main thing is artwork. You guys know that.
Yeah, so. I was thinking about that because a lot of people, even me. Well, I know a lot.
You guys
of
didn't even know I was Spanish, bro.
I didn't even know that shit. Like, people are just thinking about getting into random things that they feel like, oh shit, I could be
just
passionate
try
about
it.
This.
Just try it, man. What's the worst? Like, you already are not. People go like, oh, I don't know if it'll work. It's like, it's already not working, so you might as well try. You know?
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
So, you know, what do you got to lose? So that's what I did. And you know, I got some cool moments. And
what do you like doing most? You like art?
Artwork. Artwork is, that's what I'm going to do until I die, man.
Top three. Artwork.
Artwork, music, and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Those are my favorites.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need like two more backup hobbies.
I'm about to pick up tennis.
Did you do it? Because you said it like three episodes ago.
I did not. I went to LA.
The snow is coming. It's about to be winter.
Yeah, I'm gonna start it up. I'm gonna start it up like probably next
year. Why tennis?
Next year?
Actually, my girl got rackets, so that's pretty much it.
She's like, I might as well try it out.
Yeah, she's like, I have rackets.
We got the tools.
Just gonna be swinging.
Yeah, you know, I'm just gonna go buy some tennis balls and just fucking try.
You know, you're supposed to scream like that. Like it helps.
Yeah, you practice your scream.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd be screaming. So
you're letting your breath out.
Yeah.
You should play with Julian when he was here.
Yeah.
He plays?
Yeah.
He plays tennis?
He plays like.
He's like nice with it?
Okay.
Yeah, Julian, he says he can't find competition.
Yeah. Julian's like.
Really?
He's like the type of nice where it's just like. He's just really athletic.
He's just jack of all trades kind of guy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to athletics? Yeah.
But it's like if he plays with someone that's good, like he can kind of keep up. Because like, I've never seen him play a game, but like I've seen him play with his mom and like he screams at his mom and shit.
So you've
like,
seen him play a game?
So you saw him play.
Not a game, but it's just like. That's, right, Yeah. The baby's up. Yeah. You woke the baby up.
You woke the baby. Can we name it that is episode? You woke the baby up.
Nah, like I've seen him play like not but a serious not a game, just like with his mom, like going back and forth and shit. Okay, but this is like when I was in fucking a grade fucking nine or some shit like that. But
so he's probably very good now.
Yeah, I don't know. Fuck, I was about to say, man. Oh shit, I was supposed to give him something. Today's Saturday.
Yeah.
Look how easy the baby forget.
Baby.
Y'all niggas was talking about traits and picking up new shit.
Traits?
Was y'all niggas talking about
hobbies?
Picking up
hobbies?
Yeah.
Would you guys try Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu? I don't even know if you guys know what that is.
What is that?
I even know Brazilians have their own jiu-jitsus.
Not Brazilians, right? Brazilian.
What is that? Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu? What is that? No, it's martial art. It's grappling. It's like submissions and locks and everything, like choking people out.
People choking
arm me. Bars.
I don't like getting choked out by one person.
Yeah. No, really? I know. Because the people, that's what I thought when I went there. I'm like, I don't want to do choked. That and everything. But it's so much fun. Because it's not like.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know how to explain it, man. It translates in the rest of my life. It really does, because it's the most tiring. It's the most like.
It's UFC.
It's without, yeah, like basically UFC without the hitting.
When they're on the ground,
without the hitting, yeah. Mm-hmm. It is so hard to do. I throw up every other class when I was like, I would go in. But that's just my way. I would just go in.
Getting choked and throwing up. And
yeah, like, you know.
All right, I'm not selling this. Yeah. I'm not selling it.
You like getting choked.
It's not even that. It's what it is. Okay, you're going to get choked out. You're going to get your arm, like, you're going to tap out and all that stuff. But first of all, it's humbling. Like, your ego gets, like, squashed.
Holy fuck, I'm a pussy.
Right. Yeah. No, dude, that's the best way to come in there. Like, I don't know, I'm a baby compared to these people,
so
right?
I'm actually a bitch.
Yeah. But then the best part is that you learn a little more and more, and it becomes, like a tag game. It becomes fun. It's just, like, becomes, like, play fighting, but legit play fighting.
I feel you.
And you don't even have to go 100%. You could just flow and everything. It's a lot of fun. I know it doesn't. When you look at it, you're like, I don't want to do that.
We had units of jiu-jitsu in class, and remember, like, okay.
Hold on, first of all,
whatever that is.
I got a question. How is it? How did you find, out of all things, how did you find that?
Is this no one in his
Yo, what is crazy? know what's funny? I got some friends. I told them. Like,
wait, Leif, is that you? That's not Leif, right?
I'm trying to change the subject.
Yeah.
So, yo,
oh, fuck that.
Where'd you find that, Leif, bro? I didn't want that cutting out,
this
bro.
This is literally the first video I
wait, his face.
How did you do that, though? That's the funniest
oh,
shit.
My God.
Okay, no,
what,
no.
What's that one called?
See, what he's just trying
the
to
wallet.
Do.
Okay.
The wallet. The wallet. I have some friends. I told them, dude, they're like, man, I don't want to roll into the ground like that with some other dude, whatever. And I'm like, dude, the last thing you're thinking about is like some dude just.
This is the first thing we saw. When we-
I know. But when you're in there, I'm telling you, it's war. It's like hell. That's funny, though. How did you find that? How is that the first thing? Yo, print screen that. Make sure you put that up on the thing. That's funny.
Print screen it.
Bro,
print
screen what?
That. That is. Yo, out of.
Wait, how did he get there, though?
There's so much other shit. And the one thing you find is that.
Holy fuck.
Right
yo,
away.
No, yo, nigga, imagine a pamphlet for this shit and I was on the front.
That's Brazilian awful. Jiu-Jitsu.
But anyways, yeah.
Pull
I like,
up. Humble yourself.
I like doing that. I haven't done it in a little while, but.
You're fucking asshole. Oh, okay, sorry. Sorry.
That's my shit. That's what I like to do. Because I've done martial
arts.
I did martial arts all my life, man. So that's like the new one I've got into. Yeah. Or the most recent one. I did Taekwondo. I did little Muay Thai.
We did Taekwondo too.
Yeah, that shit. Kia, you remember your patterns?
Yeah.
Choom. Yeah, you remember your patterns?
Oh, shit.
I don't remember the names. Yo, what were like the basic like routine? I don't know if they're like routine.
Patterns, your patterns. What you started the patterns, different belts.
Do you remember the
patterns.
Names?
I forget the names. But you have to go, kia, at the end of it.
I didn't get to the kias yet. I was on the shooms.
Shooms?
The shooms.
Yeah.
Shoom.
You remember that shit?
Yeah.
How long? Shoom. How far
like
did you guys go?
I had a yellow stripe.
Nigga, I had a black belt.
Well, what?
We had
my
to
dad
keep
just
paying,
didn't
want to
pay for
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
Like, congratulations. You earned it. Okay, give me fucking $40.
$40. That's
like,
hilarious.
Bro, what?
Give me $40.
It's a piece of tape.
I earned it.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah. A lot of those martial arts, they'll milk you out dry, man.
Yeah, I mean, they got to stay open, right?
But yeah, no, so I got into that. I did Muay Thai a bit, and it hurt too much.
What was that like?
Brutal, man. Yeah. I'm not even
is it grappling
the,
still?
No, no. That's like Thai boxing. So knees, oh. elbows, you know, oh. leg kicks and everything. Knee. Man, I'm telling you, it hurt so much. And I wasn't competing. I was just training. And I remember just getting kicked bang to the legs. And I'm like, bro. Oh. Like, it hurt too much.
Yeah.
I wasn't competing.
Yeah, I was like, I'm kissing for my whip.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I wasn't competing. I just wanted to train. And I was like, this is not worth it. Like, I remember getting hit in the head and everything. And I'm
oh,
like,
no, no.
I'm like, because it's Thai boxing, you got to spar and you got to practice. And
yeah,
and oh my God, man, these guys are brutal because their leg kicks, especially
those
in the stomach,
are warriors, bro.
Right into your stomach. Holy and you're just, I remember I threw up one time because I got kicked so hard in the stomach, and I was just like, oh, and they're all laughing. They have a bucket, you sign the name if you throw up. It's like part of the culture there. They're just like, hey. You know, you threw up, and so then they have this big silver bucket, and you got to sign it when you throw up. It's humiliating.
Yeah, I feel like I come back with a blicky.
Yo, let me get some for my truck. I'll fucking put the blicky in the fucking bucket.
Bucket, and when I throw up, I just grab it.
Yeah,
you ever done boxing?
So I did a little bit of boxing. I just don't like getting hit because I wasn't competing. If I was competing, then I wouldn't mind taking the shots, but I'm not. It's not worth it.
I'd get into boxing, not fighting other niggas and shit. I don't got time for that.
Yeah, like that. But like the just cardio to, aspect.
Yo, you get
of it,
so
yeah.
fucking tired. Literally seven punches and you're like, all right.
Yeah. It's crazy. And the most tired thing is not even it's your shoulders, it's your arms. It's like, bro, you can't keep your hands up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then your footwork, you have to keep the frame. And if you lose the frame, oops. If you lose frame, then
do we just lose the camera?
If you lose frame, if you lose your frame, it's a problem. You're gonna get.
Are we in frame?
You're gonna slip.
Snuff.
We're good.
Yeah,
okay. Hold on.
I would say just if you're brave enough, if you're willing, try a class of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
I have to be off the Henny because Henny.
No, you don't. No, you don't. It'll make it worse. Trust me. You want
to
be like.
Oh, nah, niggas. Niggas be like, yo, they'll start bowing to me and shit.
Nah. I'll fucking walk
in jeans,
there.
Nigga. Jeans and a V-neck.
I'll start scrapping with my backpack. And my wife be tucked into my boxers, huh? Because my stuff's in there.
Let's talk about privacy.com for a little bit. All right, look, when you shop online, you're basically handing over your personal information to people you don't know if you could trust. You don't even know these people. You don't know what happens to your information after your purchase, who still has access to what information, and it's scary. Feel me? I scream when I shop online. This is where privacy comes in. Privacy.com lets you buy stuff online using virtual credit cards instead of your actual credit cards, so you never have to worry about getting scammed, and most importantly for me, you don't have to worry about sneaky companies not reminding you to cancel your free trial, because they will not remind you, because it happens to me. And you you will wake up with $40 less in your account. And then you're going to scream. Privacy.com doesn't want you to scream. With Privacy.com, you can feel safe shopping on sites you're unfamiliar with. Privacy.com is held to the same security standards as your bank, so you can sleep like a baby even though you just shopped on the sketchiest site you've ever been on in your whole life. Control your finances like a true adult by setting a spending limit on your food delivery cart, for example. If you have a problem where you keep ordering burgers all day, and then you look at your statement at the end of the month and you see you dropped $8,000 on burgers in 1 month, this feature is screaming your name. Save time with the Chrome extension. In 1 second, your virtual credit card information is filled out, so you have way more time to play catch and do push-ups or whatever you like to do. There are many more features for you to benefit from, so head over to privacy.com/randomorder. That's privacy spelled privacy and random order spelled like random order. And because you people are so gorgeous, for a free limited time only, you'll get $5 to spend on your first purchase as soon as you sign up. You know what I'm saying? That's free money. Why are we still talking here? Again, that's privacy.com/randomorder. Take control of your finances like an adult, protect yourself online, and have more time to do push-ups since you're not sitting there typing in your credit card information number by number like it's 1847.
Yo, that's do good. Something. Go ahead and enjoy
something.
Man.
Yeah, it's
enjoy
good to do something. Something better than nothing, man.
Yo, it's a fact. Yeah. Yeah, it's
a better
fact.
Than nothing. Stay active somehow.
Y'all seen Simone Biles when she hit that flip, that like triple flip? Gymnastics?
Nah.
What?
Probably missed
Simone that. Biles, the gymnast. It's like USA Gold.
Nah, I didn't see that. No. Bro, I don't be seeing
I seen
shit.
Simon Cowell.
Damn. Okay.
What'd he do?
Yeah, what
he just
that was crazy?
Yeah, you new look. Triple-double on the floor.
What is it?
Yo, people that do that shit
this is the way
is
I just
insane.
Seen her before, though.
Insane.
Bro, it's like, how do you practice for that, first of all?
Bro, my daughter. Look at me. I want to kick
hey.
Guys.
Hold on,
you got something.
Hey, hold on a second.
You dropping a bomb?
I wish I had a daughter.
Hold on a second, bro.
Exclusive.
It's been a while, huh? I haven't talked to you in a minute, man.
Nah.
You live. Wow. Congratulations. Wow, bro. I didn't need... Wow.
Nah, y'all
shining like a diamond from an eagle.
Shining like a diamond from an eagle to a baby.
To a daughter.
Nah, so this is the flip.
What?
That's a flip, yeah, probably. It's pretty easy to flip.
But yeah, well, while she's flipping, my niece has been doing gymnastics since she was like, holy shit.
Fuck.
Hold on, let me see. Bro.
I can't even turn my shit. If you could.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah, should I throw that up? Let me
see. Damn, that's a crazy flip right there. Look. And... Bop, 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 bop. Bob.
Yo, how many directions?
I don't even know what
flipping?
Happened.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bro, it just looked like crazy. It looked like a knot in the air.
Shout out that black woman.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh, was that the flip?
What?
Bro,
jeez.
Still think, doing more?
I think it's the one she does at the end that's like the craziest one.
Oh, I thought the first one was
I
enough.
All of it
first
was
one was enough for me.
All of that was crazy.
If I was that girl swinging on a pole over
you
there,
you
want to
know something crazy? You
want
to know something crazy? She's probably 5'1".
Yeah, she's probably very small. Yeah, yeah.
She got bunnies, though.
Not more than me, though.
I don't know, man.
I can do a backflip starting on my knees. Stand up. Anyways, like I'm trying to say,
your niece
my
what?
Fucking niece. Your niece too, nigga.
Oh, shit, nigga.
She's in gymnastics, and she's been in gymnastics since she was, like, a youngin'. She's young, but, like, I think she's, like, 3 she started, maybe. She's, like, she 8 now? She 8?
So 5
Oh,
years.
She's, a, yeah. She's
7.
I don't want to give it away. So yeah. It's going to keep a range from 0 to 10.
Yeah.
For sure she's not 10. For sure she's not 0.
But, yo, like, she's... I'm going to put some clips
absolutely
up.
Not...
I'm gonna put some clips up behind us of her flipping and like I seen some shit. I'm like, bro, how are you doing it? Like, yo, like flips, like she be flipping,
she be doing
bro, upside
that's
down,
she
with
be
it.
Flipping.
That's incredible.
On some chill shit.
Wow.
She wants me to do a backflip.
Yo, I get like, jealous of that.
What?
I want to know how to do that. Yeah. I want that in my pocket just in case like some shit goes down. And I just have to dodge, but I can do. I'm like, I could dodge something, but I could also throw in a flip right now.
That or from like a whack party, I'm trying to break the ice. Like,
no.
I've never seen
yo, that guy is hilarious. Hold on. You want to be that guy in the party?
Yeah, like that guy.
You're too tall to be that.
And then somebody's like,
why?
Hey man, do a flip. Do a flip. You're like, man, stop.
Bro,
man, stop,
flip,
man, stop.
At my disposal?
Like, right. Yeah, that'd be pretty crazy.
So. I won't practice and try to do it, but if I already just had it programmed in me,
if I
could just, in the future, I feel like you could plug into some shit and just like upload a new skill.
Yo, did you hear that? Did you see the Neuralink chip that Elon Musk put out?
Is that fucking
have
real?
Have you heard of that?
Is that what I'm talking
about? Made me do a backflip?
I don't know, but I think it's on the way of that. Like, have you heard of it at all?
No.
Oh, my. Elon Musk just dropped this thing called Neuralink.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It's this bro. We're in the future.
That's it.
He's got his chip thing that goes into your brain. Basically, it's like you access information way faster. So the problem isn't that it's like we already are attached to the phone. I can't even break it down.
I'm throwing it in my garbage.
How about just look up how he explains it, because I'm going to ruin it. You know what I mean? So
explain it back.
Yeah, I'm just
like, whatever.
It's a the thing goes here, and then
the trip with
you
the brain, can,
and then now you own kung fu. Like,
no, but
you
really,
like that?
That kind of sold me though. Like, wait,
no, but really, look it up. Look up Neuralink. It freaked me out. It scares me, but excites me at the same time, because I was like, if it doesn't go all crazy with like AI and shit, and it takes over me, if it doesn't do that, then I'm down with the. I'm kind of down with it, just because it's like,
how you spell that shit?
Neuralink, Elon Musk.
N-E-U-O-R?
Yeah.
You know what it is, N-E-U-R-A. Man.
N-E-U-R-O?
R-A. Neuralink?
Neuralink,
I'm just
yeah.
spelling shit. I don't fucking know.
It's crazy.
N-U-W-E-U-R-Y-Link?
Yeah.
So like, shark. Yo, bro, we're just talking about this shit. Like, you fucking put a little chip like behind, and I'm watching a fish in some garbage. Y'all niggas need to stop littering, for real, for real.
For reals.
Well, how'd you get there, though? You just scrolled it?
Scrolling Twitter.
Fair enough.
Twitter vid.
What were you saying?
Nah, it's like that Black Mirror shit. I think I was asking you too the other night. I'm like, yo, if you could fucking have a clip. So I'm like, yo, if you could have something to like just put in your mind or chip or some shit to access like memories from like when you're a kid,
yeah.
like would you want that? I said no, because I feel like I'd have some shit in me and then I'd like look it up. I'm like, oh, fuck, it's not how I imagined it. And it's like, it just takes away from the moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you'd be exaggerating and shit.
Yeah, you know, I feel like
yeah, go back to all this story, like, all his craziest stories. Like, oh, what the fuck?
You're like crazy, yeah. Oh, I didn't do that. So I feel like it's better me telling the story, because I'm like, yeah, this is how I saw it.
So you're saying you want to live a lie? That's what you're saying.
Right now he's living a lie.
Damn, nigga, this shit got dark. Yeah, fuck. Whatever.
Yeah, I'll just leave it. Everything, leave it.
I know what you mean, but then also like. Could you imagine your potential if you could like just access your though? You could probably do the craziest shit ever. But then if everybody did it, then everybody just got
everything's normal. Oh yeah, then that I don't want to be left behind, so now I have to do it.
Exactly, or else you look like a freaking chimpanzee with a wrench. You're like, what do I do? Like, you know, you don't want to.
I've been doing that. I did that yesterday, wrench. Actually.
Chimpanzee.
I was holding a fucking wrench. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yo, holy shit. Sometimes I be feeling like a chimpanzee with a wrench when I'm looking at IKEA shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh,
why does IKEA shit never last?
That should be
yo,
lasting.
I reckon.
It doesn't.
I hope they don't hit our. I hope they weren't about to email us, because I was about to tell my
don't
brother.
Don't worry. That's my view. Don't worry about it. No, but ever like you put like a thing together and then like a year or two later you put something on it just goes like this, because you only get the, you know, those little metal stubs.
You
have to go like this, goom, goom, and it gets fit together. I'm like, that's not enough, dog. And,
yeah, no.
And that wood is feeble, man. That shit looks like it's gonna.
Yo, for Goon Scrap, we use all IKEA. I hope they weren't about to work with us.
Know,
for Goon Scrap, yeah, we're like, yo, what
I hope they weren't just about to.
When Tron got smashed through both tables, actually, Goon Scrap 1 and 2, they're both IKEA products. Like, wow. Yeah, this is perfect.
But we did hack at them a little bit to like get some shit. But like,
shit, but I think couches, I'm sitting on the ground.
Yeah. There's one part that leans all the way back, and someone's like, yo, how do I lean this up? I'm like, it doesn't.
Someone sits and just see their hands and their feet sticking out.
It's like,
if y'all can see what I'm seeing in my head. That's what I wish I could do sometimes. Kind of like,
show people
like
you're
show what
head.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Not my memories and shit.
Yeah, how crazy would it be like, yo, I saw this thing. Oh, show me. And you're just like, oh, that's crazy. I never knew that.
Man, nigga,
and you get a fucking nosebleed, nigga.
Yeah.
Or if you're or if you guys are like in a meeting or in a really important meeting, and then these guys are trying to like get a deal, but you don't like the deal, you could just be like, talk to him, just be like,
it's like mental
this
airdrop.
Is fucking stupid. These guys are dub, da da da. Or nah, man.
Mental airdrop.
They're
trying
to get it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I wish I had an Xbox button.
Mental airdrop,
yeah.
Exactly.
So yo, check this shit
but
out.
But you know how annoying your friend would be? Because he'd be sending you like stupid shit when you don't want it.
Yo, dolphin with legs and shit. Ball shorts.
Hey, bro, check this out, bro. Put a fucking sweatband on.
Bro, I'm sleeping, dog. What the fuck, man?
Hey, bro, I'm a brain drop. Bro, turn your brain drop on.
Brain drop.
Turn your brain,
drop on, bro.
Bro, it's a pumpkin with arms, bro.
Bro, hey, you're not hearing me, bro. Turn your brain drop on. You're not hearing me, bro.
Bro, you up right now, bro? Yeah, bro. What you want? Look, so look, I got this vision, bro.
Turn your brain drop.
What the fuck is this? Nigga, you made her up, nigga. Yo, y'all know dolphins is amazing.
Dolphins?
Yo, search up dolphins one day. I'm like, yo. Yo, they're fucking smart. Yo, yeah. They showed a dolphin. Like, they're the only other animal or some shit like this that fucking shows self-awareness. Bro, so they put a mirror in the water and the dolphin's like looking at itself in the mirror.
His mouth.
And it knew it wasn't another dolphin like fucking stupid cats and shit, dude.
Yeah.
They're like fucking doing tricks and shit to like check itself out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know that if you grab a dolphin from one part of the, like some one ocean and another dolphin from another ocean and you try to make them communicate, they can't understand each other. Because they'd have like different.
That's what. Yo, they have language.
They have different accents to their to the way they speak and shit. You know how crazy.
Yo, I felt wild. I swam with the dolphin once.
Did you really?
Yeah. And I feel like, who said that?
Me.
Yeah, I did, Sheldon.
Okay.
So I left.
Turn your brain drop on, bro.
So it's on right now, bro. So look, everyone turn this on and picture this. I was swimming with a dolphin.
Wow.
And we left the
That's beautiful, bro.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. So we left the little port where the trainer was, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like far out into the water with the dolphin. And I swear to God, I was swimming with this nigga and I felt like for some reason I felt awkward. I'm like, yeah, you good? Like, yeah, I felt like I had to talk to this nigga.
Yo, they're very
He looked
smart.
At me. He's like, yo, he made sure like I was still there and shit. I'm like, yo, why does he keep looking at me? Like he's just saying, like,
yo, yeah, what if you just say, like, what did you say, nigga?
He's probably thinking, I'm about to get fired if I leave this guy behind, man.
Yeah,
that's what the dolphin's probably thinking. I'm going to get fired if I leave this guy behind. I got to...
This nigga
fucking... Nah, he looked back. He's like, this one I was thick, so he's looking back. Yeah, this nigga a kid or a man? How heavy is this nigga? Damn.
God damn, this nigga heavy.
My Did neck. His brother come on me?
Dolphin's trying to talk to you, telling you to turn your brain drop on.
Yo, that's why it's actually fucked up. Yo, if you could... Okay.
You could brain drop with a dolphin?
That's a whole... That's tell the whole story of humanity.
Yo, because they have a... Their prefrontal cortex is like... way bigger than ours, so like
I don't think I have one because I don't know what the fuck that is. What's a prefrontal brain flex?
Was it controlled?
it's where your I guess your decision making, your thoughts and your ideas and stuff like that comes from that part. Theirs is like
that part.
5 times bigger than ours, or I don't know this how many times, but way bigger.
Their
than
brain
ours.
Mass compared to their body
it's insane.
Is like fucking
it's insane.
Up there, right?
Yeah, they're very intelligent,
bro. If I was a squirrel, I got a fucking brain like this. I'd be like,
all you're thinking of is survival.
Who set me up? Who lined me up? With
we this? Were just talking about shit. If you're a fucking small dog, like a Pomeranian teacup puppy,
you should be a mouse.
Just leave me alone. They're trying to teach us shit. Anything.
First of all, I hate those dogs. But
wait,
yeah.
What? Wait, why?
Bro, why am I training something this fucking big, nigga?
Do you know how small that brain is? It can only know so much.
Yeah. Bro, it just whatever it does is fine.
But like,
that's okay.
But
big dog, you have to train it because like, yo, you're fucking big.
Because this dog is small.
Bro,
your dog got a peanut
wait
brain.
Wait a minute.
His brain
but,
is
wait,
dog.
Wait, yo,
Sheldon, you came over.
Parrots are smarter. Parrots are smarter.
Parrots are a bird.
All birds are smart. You know, pigeons could read street signs. That's the topic
that's
for another day.
We're going to get into that.
We're talking dogs.
Basically, right? Look, your dog got a peanut brain.
First
Sheldon,
of all,
you brought your dog over to my
what
crib.
What kind of dog you have?
And Shih-tzu. He ran into my couch.
He's not that small, though.
Shih Tzu.
Huh? Yeah.
Shih-tzu. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I don't like those dogs.
Bro.
Yo, yeah. The teacup dogs? They're
bro.
Fucking
I don't
this
like
big.
Those dogs.
Look,
bro.
Shih-tzu,
those are just cuter
look,
rats.
Shih Tzu? Yeah. Shih Tzu brain size. How?
No results.
No, look. Are dogs' brain size different among breeds?
Yeah, no,
Shih Tzu.
No, I have a Shih Tzu. My bad, not a Shih Tzu.
A Shih Tzu.
You don't even
a
know
Shih-poo?
You got. So how's the dog supposed to know?
Change it.
A Shih Tzu.
A Shih Tzu, I believe is what it is. Yeah. Shih Tzu
okay.
And a poodle.
Okay, so I did Shih Tzu. Okay.
Sheep poo, like,
they're showing sheep brain sizes at this
okay.
Point.
Okay, look. All I know is your dog, I don't think it knows what's going on too much. Yeah, look, its brain is brain weighs fucking
those
100
dogs
grams.
Are always cross-eyed too?
That's a
no, no, no.
That's a kush. That's my a nug of
no,
kush.
No,
that's a nug of kush.
No.
Bro, I always caught 14 grams.
No.
I know what 14 grams of kush is.
No,
yo,
this
guy
said
it's brain.
That's a half-o?
your dog's brain's a half a gram, boss.
It's a half old dog.
It's a $10 cup.
That's a eight. Yo, is that a? Is that a HQ dog?
Bro,
those dogs be smart, man.
Leave
they be
it.
Show
just
dogs
leave brain,
and
leave
shit.
Why do the small dogs always have the worst attitude?
Because they their
fucking
nose.
Like, yeah, whatever.
Small.
You gotta have one thought. It's like, yo,
okay, my nigga,
oh,
he
who
don't,
the fuck is that?
He be he not that. He don't got an attitude, but he don't. He want to. He be chilling sometimes. Like,
how old is
I'm
he?
Not trying to deal with you right now. He's 4.
You got a Taj. Oh,
and people,
you're a good man. That's my nigga. That's my
nigga.
You're a good man. You're a good man.
Of course.
Yo, I don't know. People get offended if you say, yo, dog is ugly. But it's not you, nigga.
Why are they mad?
Get mad. I remember a girl cried because her dog looked like a Kit Kat.
I told this girl, I was like fucking 10, 11. Bro, and I'm like, yo, she's like, oh, my dog's a chocolate Labrador. I'm just like, oh, your dog's a Kit Kat or some shit. Like that.
She got mad?
Stupidest joke. She started crying. And I'm like,
okay, yeah, that's
no, it's not a chocolate.
You know what Spanish people call that? Delicada.
Delicada. That means delicate.
Delicada, man.
Does it mean, you know what? It means delicate?
Are you sure? Delicate, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Delicate, yeah.
Okay.
Yo, I know Spanish. I just can't speak it.
Do you understand it? You understand a little bit?
I understand. Yeah, claro. Yeah, I understand it just because I heard a lot, and you can just kind of make out what words mean.
Well, it's Latin based, so like, you know, all these languages, there's certain similar words that relate. Yeah. Like I can understand a little bit of Italian and a little Portuguese.
Yeah.
I can actually understand it because I speak Spanish. Like,
that's hard. Like French too.
And
like,
French as well.
Because I get
French,
I can kind of get Spanish.
Yeah.
But back to what I was saying, if your dog is small, just don't bother training it, my nigga. If you have a big dog that's up to your kneecap,
you have to train it a little bit. Because then they're big and be knocking shit over. Exactly. Like, stay over there.
Don't do that again.
If it's this big, it's like, do whatever you want.
Fuck you.
I'm not even going to notice. No matter what you do.
You have to train any dog. You don't want your dog shitting and pissing and being dumb in the house.
Even when it's like this big.
Yeah. It's just
like what?
Nah.
I saw a dog shit and I'm like, yo, okay, you're putting up human sizes. Yeah, you're putting up numbers. you're not doing numbers.
Shout out to dogs numbers. And shit, but yo, picking that shit up, nigga. Fuck I look like, nigga.
Fuck do I look like.
It literally feels like I'm picking up my friend's shit if the dog's big enough. It's disgusting.
I would only get a dog if I had a lot of property to let it run around and shit. I wouldn't get a dog in the city or anything. Just because I hate seeing.
But if you have a small dog, your little space is enough.
Yeah, but I don't even like small dogs.
They're cute though. They're
I like Dobermans. I like German Shepherds. You can wrestle with them. You know what I mean?
Like, get that guy. Yeah, I was going to say, stop putting dolphins in fucking marine land and shit.
Here we go. Talking about dolphins. Did you know that the earliest species, like dolphins evolved into what they are now, but the actual older species, what their ancestors are actually land walking animals?
I saw that.
Really?
It looks like a
They have hip bones and stuff, and they have like leg bones, dolphins. Like they just evolve so small that you can't really see them anymore. Whales and what are they called? Belugas and all that kind of stuff. Those are all mammals. They're not fish.
Know some shit,
they're mammals. Shit. They breathe and they have babies like mammals. They don't have eggs.
Well, dolphins?
Yeah.
Yeah, dolphins are mammal.
They originally they
Yeah.
they walk they originally land walking animals. You know, when I found that out, I was high as hell and I was like, this world's crazy.
Oh, you know dolphins can walk on their tail?
What? Oh, like underwater?
Nah, nigga, not out of water.
So I was high.
Oh. I was chilling on the lake.
That's what I saw.
Dolphin came out like, hey, nigga.
What's here, bro?
Hey, where you finna put that cup, bro?
This is flipper.
You know that, bro. Put that, get stuck to my snout sometimes with my people there.
Hey, bro, if that happens, I'm going to have to come find you, bro.
I saw that same cup on my turtle, homie. So I'm just making sure you know where to put that, homie.
Yo, the thing is, if they were to walk, they had deuced it. They would stand like that.
Yeah, with their fucking shits. Like,
hey,
like,
bro,
where you finna put that, bro?
That's a fact.
Look, everyone turn on Brain Drop. I'm gonna show y'all what I'm thinking of right now. That's a concept. All right,
Brain Drop.
That nigga's on no, man.
Yeah, Brain Drop.
That's Elon Musk right there.
Oh, I was talking to my dolphins. Sorry, he just contacted me.
I understood what the fuck you meant.
Yeah. If y'all ever, have you guys ever touched a dolphin?
No. I mean, I'm into people, you know?
Feel like
so
a shoe.
I'm good.
A dolphin feels like a big rubber shoe.
I'll say a word.
But it's crazy.
Can swim though.
And like a crocodile
like a
too.
Boot, like a rain boot.
Yeah, like a wet.
Kind of,
boot,
but like tiff.
Tick.
Tiff up.
Okay, okay.
And like, yo, you feel like you're like, yo, if this touched me, if it swam straight
into you, it'll put a
yo,
hole
did
in
you.
It'll
there's a video, you if you can find it, there's a video of a guy waterboarding or whatever they call it. He's just on like surfboarding a little bit, but with like a paddle, I think.
Yeah.
Anyways, he's on the water and there's a whole bunch of dolphins just chilling, going like that. And one dolphin saw him and just fucking flew right at him just to knock him over. Like the dolphin was an asshole.
Yo, they're funny and they have hunt. Yo, I'm telling you, I got into a dolphin thing one day.
Yeah. Their personalities features. Are different. Yeah. Like, there's asshole dolphins. There's nice dolphins. There's like shy dolphins.
They save people and shit.
Yeah,
fucking save.
They also like attack shit because they want like get jealous and stuff. Like, did you know that?
Maybe they have feelings.
No. Okay, so this is one thing I learned about dolphins also, that they're ruthless, man. Mm. They'll have like if a male dolphin swimming around and sees a female dolphin with her kids and they're not his kids, he'll kill those kids. Because he's like, that's fuck that shit. Need to be mine. So what she does, the female dolphins do, that they'll sleep with all the dolphins, the male dolphins, just so that the male dolphins don't know. They get confused. They're like, I already hit that. That's my kids. So just to protect the kids.
So the moms hoe out just so that they can protect the kids.
Single dolphin woman.
How crazy is that? When I learned that shit, I was like, that's some strategy shit.
Here, mama. Mama always knows what's up.
Mama's got to do what she
got to
do.
Dolphin mom.
But seriously, how crazy is that? That the male dolphins will get jealous and just be like, yeah, I'll fucking kill these little...
Yo, animals are amazing.
If I could be any animal in the world...
Dolphin.
No, I like being a human, dog. I'm not going to lie.
Facts.
No.
Coffee.
I already did this. I've been doing this 25 years. I would not facts only. 25 years into this human shit. I ain't feeling it too much. I'm ready to be out. I'll be a gorilla.
Oof. That's too close.
A gorilla or a whale. A great big ass whale.
Blue whale. Who do y'all think will win in a fight?
Me.
Ten gorillas.
10 gorillas.
Or 30 elephants.
10 gorillas is a fucking... that's
30 elephants? Bro, the elephants, bro.
What fucking... What? Where? But yo, imagine this.
Your head and
trying your banjo. Imagine a bunch of fucking... bunch of fucking apes. What are we talking about, apes?
Yeah.
Gorillas.
They climb an
elephant and just...
Dealing with elephants.
Ribs. And the elephant has no arms, so it can't say, yo, get the fuck out.
True.
30?
Yo, if imagine a gorilla got on your back and just started.
If an elephant just turns his head right into you, boom, with his tusk, you're gone.
But who says
I'd hit him on my trunk.
But who says the gorilla can't eat that?
Who says the gorilla can't eat that?
Elephants, 10? 10 times 10?
You see a gorilla drag a guy?
Bro, have you seen a fucking gorilla, my nigga?
Have you seen how big an elephant is?
That's like already.
You see how big 50 Cent is, my nigga?
You know,
There's a video of some people in the jungle. They're just like watching these gorilla families. Mm-hmm. And the silverback was just warning him. He climbs up, goes up to him, grabs him, and drags him like nothing. Just to show.
Yo, what I done. This, my nigga.
Yo,
just my nigga.
Just watch it, bro.
Down,
bro. Just watch it, eh?
Gorillas ain't
Just know. I'm not doing nothing, but I could do something.
Look. Mm-hmm. Yo, everyone's like, this nigga was, honestly, I'll give it to him, he's super calm.
He was so recorded. You have to be, bro.
A gorilla?
Did you see him after?
It's okay. Are you just, like,
did you see him after? When he looked up, he was like, he's like, oh my God. Like,
Humbled.
Bro.
Humbled.
Beyond humbled, bro.
But I'd be a saber tooth.
They're.
You wouldn't be here.
They're extinct, though.
I'm on this list. It's top 10 list of the world's strongest animals. A dung beetle is the strongest animal.
But that's ratio, dog.
Bro, they can pull 1,141 times their own body weight. That's an equivalent to the average.
Honestly,
person.
Roller Big Bleezy's not pulling that.
Bro, a dung beetle's carrying your dog away.
They can pull an average. That's equivalent to an average person pulling 6 double decker buses full of people.
But no, it's not, Sheldon.
Bro,
that's crazy.
But it's a dung beetle, you know? Mm-hmm. So
you're getting stepped on.
I just want to let you know.
When they evolve, y'all laughing now. Gorilla, they evolve to a fucking human size.
Gorillas are number 4. Elephants are 8.
What's number 3? What's number 2 and 3?
Number 2 is rhinoceros beetle.
Rhinoceros beetle?
And a leaf cutter ant is 3.
Oh, them niggas be moving as a unit.
Yo, there's a guy on YouTube who gets stung by animals on purpose.
Really?
Have you seen it? Like the most dangerous ones? Yeah. He's insane, but I can't stop watching.
What's that called?
I forget his name.
I know you're talking. Yeah.
He's crazy.
Puts it in a cup and fucking.
And he's just like, ready, guys?
I'm only doing this once.
And then he does it and he's just like, it burns.
He tells
and then he gives a report.
Painful,
nah, you guys
violent.
Can't not remember the name, bro. Like,
I
remember.
Sting guy.
Search it. Man gets stung.
Bug
sting guy.
Man gets stung.
Stinger man.
Brave Wilderness.
Yes,
that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's crazy. He's
14 sick. Million subscribers.
Yeah.
Yo,
bro, niggas like seeing pain. That's
that
why
guy's.
They watch
that guy's
us.
A G though. Like, how do you take that?
He gets
pain?
Bit by a bear. A bear busts his arm.
I didn't see that.
Y'all didn't see that episode?
You're lying. You're making it up.
Wrong nigga. Animals in our time went extinct. That's crazy, no?
Which ones are gone?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Rhinoceros are...
The other day I saw like some fucking...
Did you know 99% of animals that ever existed are gone forever?
99%?
Of ever.
This is 1% right now?
Technically. Yeah. If you think about it, technically,
Dodo birds extinct? Oh, we know that. Hold on.
No, I saw one a fucking balcony.
Real niggas extinct?
Shit, man.
I'm right here, honey.
We in danger.
Yeah, we in danger. That's what I meant to say, bro.
Feel me?
That's what I meant to say, bro. My fault,
There's not many left, bro.
My fault, bro.
For real.
Yo, you ever see those videos of that? Yo, this is an animal fucking episode, bro.
Yeah.
Boy, they just like, they trophy hunt. Like, they just pop lines just because.
Well, I mean, there's random? Actually.
What the
there's
fuck
actually,
do you do? After what? You just kill? Okay, what?
Well, yeah, well most of the animals, like literally most animals that went extinct is not because of humans, just because the way life is. Survival of the fittest, man.
No, I feel better about myself then.
What's that shit called? A fucking.
I think a saber-tooth cat is
what's
still
the shit
around.
Where the fucking circle of life?
Oh. Yeah, it's a circle.
Yeah, that shit.
You're on the right track.
Yeah, you know, yeah, know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Something with a shape.
Somebody,
Savannah, bro. That's that. That's a not Savannah, bro.
But sometimes that be.
The song from Lion King, the nods. That's that nods of Venya, dog.
Venya, bro. That's that hasta la vista.
Bro, you didn't hear bros on Lion King say nods of Venya, bro? Bro, you ain't Pete.
What, bro? Say nods of Venya. It's at least me in a mouth. No, honestly, bro, real rap, bro. I feel like the saber-tooth cat's still around, bro. 55 million years just to not be here, bro. Nah, he around.
You feel me? Bro, my theory is, did you check everywhere?
Y'all niggas
can't check everywhere. Because if you check somewhere else, then you're not where you just were just checking.
And if you checked and he saw you and you didn't see him, you're dead.
They're sly. Yeah, so anyone that checked, you could be. If your boy's missing, there's probably Sabretooth out there.
You know what's crazy?
That's what I'm getting at.
I'm going to get a Sabretooth dragon tonight. Tattooed.
You know what I can't believe? That Mike Tyson owned 2 tigers and lions and shit at one point.
This guy said he played with them.
There's video of it. You see it?
Video, yeah.
He's like
boxing around
with
them.
I'm going to breathe it.
Do all that.
You got a box of tigers. You can't.
That's a good impression.
Yo, that was fucking great. What the fuck?
What the
you
fuck?
Can't turn your back if you think you're running from him.
Yo, what the fuck?
No, what the hell?
You watch Mike Tyson Mysteries?
No. Yeah, you ever watch Hotboxing, his podcast?
Nah. Someone just tell us about that.
You didn't see Mike Tyson's podcast? I don't say less, bro. Go ahead. Enjoy.
Check it out.
Enjoy that.
Yo, by the way, fucking subscribe and press the bell button. You have to press so many buttons now on YouTube these days. Press the subscribe and then you press the bell button and then turn on all notifications and shit. So you know, shout out my Noti gang. What?
I'm a baby.
Yo, drop that brain link, bro. That
brain
drop.
What are you trying to say, bro?
Turn a brain drop on everybody, bro. Even y'all at home.
Yo, hold on. Ready. My brain drop ain't working. Hold on, let me turn it on off.
No, I'm on. You got it.
It's not working. Hold on.
Y'all got it.
Turn on your Bluetooth, bro.
Hold on.
Y'all on?
Turn your brain too. I see shells.
All right, I'm here.
Y'all there?
Yeah.
Picture this, bro.
Wait, I'm not connecting yet.
Bro,
my shit's still buffering.
Look at this, bro. I feel like you shouldn't even have to tell niggas to do shit. If y'all enjoy this shit, y'all should just fucking
straight up
turn on your shit, subscribe. Y'all know what to do, bro.
Yo, some
do
people don't know what to do.
It blows my mind.
You know what, though?
Some people just do. They're enjoying it.
You know what?
They do not know anything.
Fuck them.
No.
Because
they don't know what to do. If they don't know what to do,
last night.
I don't rate that. I don't rate that. You better know what you know what to do or you don't know what to do.
Last night, someone hit me and they're like, yo, are you guys on Spotify?
No.
I'm like, yeah, like we're on Spotify. And she's like, yo, I've been watching on YouTube like this whole time. I didn't know. And I'm like, yo, this shit's been up everywhere.
But I'd rather watch and listen too. That's my opinion. I like podcasts where I can watch them. You know what I mean? Listening to is cool, but. If I can just sit back and watch, because you don't get the same expressions, you don't get the same, you know what I mean? If you have to be traveling and you listen to it, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather sit down and watch because you guys are silly as fuck. So
yeah.
It's better.
Yeah,
it's better
so
to,
mature.
Especially with the images you guys put up on this shit.
I feel like I'm going to be immature to my grandpa and I'm going to still be immature. And
yo,
stay super
that'd
jokes.
Be a sad day if you take things too serious.
I'm laughing at fart jokes till I'm 100 years old.
You have to be.
I'm upset because I saw a Nipsey quote today that really stuck with me. And,
man, we were just being silly, dog. We were just being silly, bro.
No.
Oh, silly?
It was about that. It was basically about just like when you get mad at something, it's just like, yo, you got to recognize like you can't let shit get to you like that. You can't take shit too serious or rah rah. And I was just like, bro, that's a good ass fucking.
Yeah, man. You got to be able to laugh at yourself and everything, man.
R.I.P. Nipsey, I can tell you how to get rich.
That's it.
I can tell you how to live and how to die in these bitch. Come on now.
100. I literally don't know what the fuck we talked. So yeah, art's going good and shit. We should have talked about that.
Yeah.
Did we get to the
I'm doing a lot of artwork. I'm doing a lot of it, actually. If you guys want to check it out, you can go to my website, lathakeem.com.
Oh, go ahead. Please.
Yes, I got a couple. Right now, I can't take submissions because, you know, your boy's busy. I'm stacked up until like next year. You know what I mean? I can't actually accept any more artwork for like until next year. That's how much artwork I have to do.
Booked and busy. Booked and busy.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
But you can buy prints online. I have a couple of prints. I got Okay. So I did a piece of art of Bruce Lee and then the Bruce Lee.
I was about to bring that
Bruce Lee's estate, their account, the official account.
posted my artwork.
Shit. Oh shit.
Yo, I was so excited. I woke up. I was in my underwear. I woke up. I saw it, and I was just like, wow. Bruce Lee. And then my boy that I grew up with since the sixth grade, that's how you know he's a good friend. He just shot it down. He DM'd me right away once I posted the repost. Yeah. Or I reposted the post. He DM'd me right away. He's like, yo, if Bruce Lee was alive right now, he'd never post your artwork. That shit was so funny to me.
That's hilarious.
He just shut it down. I was so excited. That's how you know. That's your boy. Like, I'm excited. Like, and he goes, you know what? If Bruce Lee was alive right now, he'd never post your artwork. I'm like, fuck you, bro. That's so funny.
God damn.
I take that as that's hilarious.
Okay,
to
okay.
No.
Disconnect over here.
No, because me and my dog. See, that's like my boy. That's what I'm saying. I grew up with him since I was sixth grade. All our interactions are insults.
Okay.
Just disses and shutdowns. You know what I mean?
Like, keep you humble, I guess.
Yeah.
Y'all ever took it too far?
If I did, if somebody took it too far, if you reacted because it took you too far, right away he calls you a bitch. Like, that's the way it works. Mm. That's the game. So it's like,
wait, what?
So
this
like
is
for
a
example,
crazy game.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So take this in. Like, he'll do things. It's the funniest shit in the world. He'll do things to just piss me off. Mm-hmm. So we'll FaceTime each other, mm-hmm. or be on the phone. And when you feel the phone conversation getting kind of dead a little bit, they'll just be like talking whatever. And let's say we're talking about Dolphins, right? Mm. Whatever. And it'd be like, yo, did you see that video on YouTube about the Dolphins? I'd be like, no. He'd be like, yo, okay, so, and then he just hangs up.
Oh, you're telling us that.
Yo, that shit pisses me off, but it makes me laugh so hard. You know what I mean? Like, he'll
do that.
That's
always gonna be funny.
Or like, I text him, I call him.
So you don't call back? Like, yo, your phone?
Not even call back. Take this in. I call him, it goes right until the answering machine. I'm like, oh, he's at work or he's busy. Like, literally 30 seconds after, I get a text, .. Nah.
That's fucking funny.
That's annoying.
That's so disrespectful, bro. So funny.
Yo, y'all ever see like two friends play fight and then just get serious out of nowhere?
Oh yeah, that's so funny.
God, yeah,
that's
like,
play
fight,
so funny.
Of ha ha ha, and I see a punch in the face. Man, like, yo, wait,
brings
I'm
up shit.
Sure that
yo, he brings up shit from way back. You know
I'm
I mean?
Talking fists.
No, I know, but
bringing
you
see, up blood.
A man reacts. A mess. Ooh.
I see a vase get knocked over. I'm like, oh, this is a real thing. Something gets knocked over and you're still doing it.
That's so funny.
Four candles fall. They go like, oh shit, man, beefing for real.
Bro, remember when we're kids, bro? And
what was the last time you guys
for some
fought?
Reason? Hey, never.
Zero.
Nah, come on. When was the last time you guys were like, I hate you? You know,
I hate you.
You know, brother shit. Brother shit. You know what I mean?
Bro,
just,
never.
Really?
Wow, I ain't got
that's
nothing
crazy.
To say.
Me and my brother. Last time we fought was like a while ago. But I remember we.
Yeah, me and my brother too. We fought.
Of course, man.
Yeah.
It's just, I think since Jermaine doesn't.
Brother shit.
You guys are just both that silly that you got along all the time.
He's just chill.
Notice how he says me.
If I could
find a reason to fight. Yeah. So, yeah, he's chill.
Yeah. That's a fact.
He's chill because when I fucking piss him off, he's cool. You know.
It's a fact. I knew there's a beard hair there. It's beard hair.
Beard hairs in the mic.
Nah, that's
Jay's got stories. Jay's like,
that's a fact.
All good. I won't explode.
Whoop your ass.
I'll be getting. Yo, the other day I had a fucking dream. Okay, hold on. Two stories.
Oh yeah, you told me.
My first story is. We were on this block. This is a block that we all grew up where we met, like the twins and shit. Shout out Monaco Court.
Where it all started, my
where
guy LeVar. Already,
feel me, LeVar.
Me, the twins.
Day one.
Oh, fuck. This is where we bought the fake Jordans off my man Shaquan.
Yeah, he dropped it off to that crib.
Yup.
My man Travell.
Travell, shout out Travell. Adrian, you feel me?
My
Devontae.
Man Deverton.
Come on now.
Deverton.
Yo, that was the block.
That was
bro.
A block. So, anyways,
Lucas Pocus, bro.
Yeah, nigga, I know you. Anyways, my neighbors are having a party, and for some reason, she felt the need to like run and
real life. I was there.
She felt the need to run and like do a backflip into the table, and she just fucking broke it. And I couldn't process what the
couldn't
fuck
believe
was going
what
on.
Like I've never seen in my childhood. I haven't seen up until that point in my life. I haven't seen anyone fucking smash into a table. So I was like, wait,
that's what?
I've seen this on wrestling and shit.
Bro, she flipped, did a front flip into a table. And
what hit the table first? What part of her body hit the
yo,
table?
I don't
sure
even
it was
know. So fast.
Spine. I think her spine smashed it. Her spine smashed the table. She's just chilling there in the table. Like she's in a bucket or some shit.
Oh!
Bro, everyone's like, yo, don't laugh. I'm like, bro, it's
don't laugh.
Funny though. Yo, bro,
how dare people ask
she looked
not
like
to
a
laugh.
Fucking dude, lobster.
Yo, that's a scam. Not laughing is a fucking scam. That's even being in class, stop laughing.
Why?
It's involuntary.
How can I stop laughing?
I can't. It's my body.
Should we like a lobster
stop puking.
Yeah, right?
It's the same shit.
Stop dying.
I thought someone was actually throwing up. She looked like a lobster trying to like stop from going in the pot. But
yo, she was fucked up. I'm sure she remembers it too.
Nigga, what? You ever see that video of the girl dropping from stepping on grapes in the news or whatever? And she falls and she hurts herself and she goes, oh. You ever seen that?
No.
That's a good impression.
Yo, nigga, what's up with your voices?
Put up with that.
I feel like I saw the video already. Yeah.
Oh, she's on a little stage too.
It's so goddamn funny.
Oh, she's gonna fucking bust her ass. Yeah, I remember this shit.
Wait, why do you hear that sound?
That's bro, so
I don't understand when that sound would ever be necessary.
Do you remember? You remember
she
when
the got the air wind knocked out of her? Bro.
I don't know why she did that.
I didn't cut the thing. It went back to the newsroom.
She cut it back to the newsroom.
Yeah, back to you.
You
cut
have
back
to
the newsroom. So that's what, is that what she did? She make that sound?
Girl, nah, she was chilling. Honestly, she was cool.
Huh?
I think I left the scene because I'm like, yo, this is too fucking funny.
Yeah, yeah.
If something is too fucking funny, I'm like, yo, I'm leaving the scene still because you guys are too sensitive. If I fall, niggas, feel free to
yo,
laugh.
Yo, you got me. This is it. Laugh it. Like, enjoy this moment. But I don't usually fall. Like, yo, this
you
is yours.
Yeah, you got me.
I might as well. Like, this is such a mishap.
You brought this on yourself.
So I might as well.
I brought it on myself.
Enjoy it.
How did I do a flip into a laugh? If you don't laugh, you're fake.
You're fake.
You have other plans.
You're cool.
You want to see me fail, you know? Like, that's what it is.
All right, fair enough.
But I had this dream of, like, I don't know. I can't remember exactly what happened. Do you guys be forgetting your dreams like right after like
wake
up?
Yeah, all the time.
But I'll be remembering it for a little bit. I just gotta get it out, then I'll remember it for like ever.
You gotta talk about it right away. That way you'll remember it better.
Mm-hmm. Or write it in a dream journal.
Yeah, or your notes. But I had this dream that fucking I was fighting with Jermaine and I think I like swung on him or some shit. And he grabbed my fist. So like I swung and he grabbed like this. I think we talked about it too.
Some Dragon Ball Z shit.
Talk about grabbing fists like this or some shit. Grabbed my fist and this nigga just said, I could destroy you if I want. And I'm like,
yo, what? Oh, that was real. You're sleepwalking. You're really sleepwalking. That was real.
For real?
Yeah.
I could destroy you if I want.
Look at that.
I could destroy you if I want.
Bro, I was like, yeah, what the
that's
fuck?
Fucking. Yeah, that guy, yeah, don't trust it. If anyone says that, you have to kill him.
Did your girl ever tell you, like, you cheated on her in her dream and then she wants to, like, hit you and you're just like, you're waking up, you're like, what?
I've read tweets of that.
Yo, I've had that before.
But why are you
and
mad?
Like,
I didn't do
what?
It. I'm here.
I'm like, but you know, pieces of them, I go, why? I cheated on you. She's like, yeah, I was about to hit you. And I go, but was she sweet?
What's she saying?
She's a sweet
fuck.
Yo, what's her Instagram?
Yo, I know how to pick them or what?
You guys are all fucked.
Yo, I feel like it's 10 minutes and I'm fucking picking my scab like a kid.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. Damn. Yo, last thing, I just wonder, yo, in dreams and shit, you be in a crowd and like, you see a bunch of faces. And you ever wonder, like, yo, who are these niggas? Like,
you can't even really see them though. That's the crazy thing.
I be seeing like sometimes
see
just
them,
a random guy,
really
or like I'm
them.
Dreaming about this like, yo, fucking me and this random guy on a mission, and like in my dream I know him, but in real life I'm like, wait, who the fuck was that guy? But he had a face and shit.
Yeah, but so you I can't. But you up. Don't. But you don't know. That's the thing. It's pieces of faces, kind of. It's you see it, you know it's a face.
I want to see a dream screen. Wake up and just
yo,
you know, play
that
shit back.
That's that brain drop.
Yeah,
that brain drop. Yo, imagine you have that one dream. You're like, yo, I'm saving that one.
Skazy freak.
Yo, some dreams I have, I'm like, yo, nah. I hate dreams when I find money and I'm like,
oh, ooh, nah. You ever had a dream as a kid and you had like a toy or like had something cool in your dream as a kid? You knew in your head, you're like, yo, I have this thing.
Yeah.
And you wake up, you're like, where is it? And you're like,
jeez. For me, that was pizza. I'm like, yo, I was a kid, I had pizza. I'm like, fuck, woke up, no pizza. I'm like, fuck, man.
Yo, you know when you hit that time where it's just like, okay, I can get some food, but it's too late, so I should just hold my head and go to bed?
Mm-hmm.
It could go down.
That's when it's
you
so
know
confusing.
It's just like,
just drink some water, man.
Someone can know that. I've been drinking water all day. It's like, yo, someone needs to knock on this fucking door right now and drop some food off in a brown bag.
And then after like a few bites, you regret it. You're like, what?
Oh,
I
never regret it. I never regret it.
You ever regret it? Never regret it? One time I ordered some like Thai food at like 3-4 in the morning. And I just took a couple bites and I'm like, what am I doing? I gotta be up early, bro. And I feel like shit now.
Nah, I clap it.
I dubbed that so many times. Yeah. I try not to do that shit still.
That's bad.
A lot it's of times so
I
hard,
bro. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
It's so hard. I feel accomplished every time. I'm like, yes. I'm a man who knows what he wants. And I fucking got it. You see what time it is. See what food I got in front of me.
First off, shout out my man, Ellie, man. Yeah. Give me some claps.
Shout out that man, Ellie.
Shout out my man, Ellie. I was kicking it with him the other day, and we got to talking about like phones and like how he has like mad storage on his phone. Honestly, it was a slight flex. You know, when your friends like slight flex on you and just like, yeah, like, oh yeah, I have the phone with the most gigs, and I'm like,
that's good for you, bro.
Yeah, sick, yeah.
Flex so, it quick. Like, yeah, and said with like, an accent, so it stuck with me more.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck. But then like we're going through like, yo, you know, when you're reaching that point, you fucking push your phone to the limit, you have no more fucking room and shit, and you go checking like, all right, what's taking up so much room? We make some fucking space, and it's just other, and you're like, yo, okay, what all the other. Fuck is other?
That's some fucking. That's
where. And, what is
and not
other?
Only that, why I don't have access to other?
You can't who's do anything
other?
To other.
Let me find out.
It
what
says photos.
Other
oh, photos. This much. Delete photos.
Videos,
oh, it's music.
Apps.
Delete this much.
And other. I have Apple Music, and I don't download these songs. So.
So what's going on?
Where's my space?
Give it back.
Yo, what where? The fuck is other and apps? They have everything else that you could possibly think of. Yo, just, oh, other.
I feel like I'm woke. I feel like I know what you niggas is doing. Apple, you guys fuck up the phones when the new phone drops, and we still buy the new one. And then another year later, I'm back. I'm there with you.
Other. 1,000 gigs.
What the fuck is this? I got the most gigs. Maybe 2 years ago, I got the phone with the most gigs. And then I'm like, yo, why would I do that? Because in a year, I'm about to switch it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm back to like 64, whatever the stupid shit is. And I can't save anything.
Wow. Life's man. Hard, dog.
Yo, it is, man.
How long have I known you guys?
Like 6 years.
Other though, you know?
6 years?
Like 2011, 2012, maybe 2012.
That's crazy.
We met.
And now you guys are doing this.
Yeah. Yo, this is fun, man. Sometimes you gotta stop and be like, yo.
Pretty dope.
Yeah, I rock with Lathe because he's a man that can connect with me spiritually and mentally.
Brain drop. It's just brain drop.
Bro, without the brain drop. Yo, without the brain drop, bro. Yo, honestly, he comes by and you like you say we talk about our work a lot and like why we do certain things a certain way, and then like usually it goes unnoticed, like a smaller, finer details. But then Lathe will come through, like you know, what I really like this one small thing. I'm like, how the fuck did you see that?
Yeah.
Yo, I noticed too when you're all setting up. This guy's fucking observant. This guy's like, look, I saw the machine print downstairs at Starbucks, and this guy's like staring at it and like looking at how it worked, and you're looking at the headphones and shit.
Yeah.
You got to keep those guys
because
around.
I think it comes from being an artist.
Artist,
it's just, I'm just attention to detail like crazy. The way people talk, the way people do this, the way they set everything up, all these little things. I just noticed.
Look, I'm playing with my watch. I'm nervous. You made me nervous. You notice that?
All these little things, right?
You made me nervous, bro.
But then also, it's just, I don't know what it is. I'm just a curious guy. I just like, what is that? What's all about? What's this? So like remember one time I came over and I was like listening to what you guys were up to. And then I'm like, you guys, I see this. I see you should do this. I see the dots connected, right?
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. I just was like, if I was you, this is what I would want to do for me.
Yeah.
So I just kind of do that. And then you guys are like, yeah. And I'm like, well, then good.
It's crazy. Yeah. Because like he really came over and like a lot of our friends, we don't really see him too tough. Everyone's busy. But you know, you have that time. And all my friends, if y'all watching this, y'all can come over whenever. Literally, I tell my friends this all the time. And I feel like, I don't know, y'all niggas is chilling with the wrong niggas. Because I be telling my friends, yo, you can come over whenever, hit me whenever. Feel free to fucking just pull up at my house. Text
not
me. Yo,
always, I gotta do that. Not always, but
text me. Yo, but not even that. Ellie came over the other day and we're working. I'm like, yo, we gotta work. I gotta edit all day, but come by, chill, hang out. My nigga, people come to my house and fall asleep. I love when people come to my house and fall asleep because it shows me you're
safe.
Comfortable.
It
I'm like, yo,
safe.
You're safe.
It's also that sunlight, dog.
That
you
sunlight
guys
is
get
Bluetooth. Yeah.
Sunlight.
Yo, I love that shit. I love it. People come over and say, can you close the blinds?
For fuck. What?
Sometimes I
it might be the sunlight. It might be the sunlight, but it also might be that loud that you guys are.
But to my point, it's like, yo, a lot of times when we link up with our peoples, it's after a minute. So this one time I was just like, yo, like I already know like Lathe is observant and he knows all the shit that's going on. When he came to our crib, we haven't seen him in a minute. We're just talking. He's just like, yo, like, tell me what's going on with you. We gave him like an hour, like, yo, tell me what's going on with you. Then he asked us, yo, what's going on with y'all? We tell him, he's like, yo, you guys should do this, this, and that. And we're like, yo, we're literally about to say this next. We have this, this, and that planned. And it's like, bro, things exactly like, and I feel like just for everyone that's in that field.
You guys will make me cry, bro.
Yeah. No. It's like, it's really good to have like people around you that think like that. And it's like, it's sick to fucking just do some shit and then have some people like,
help
take it
contribute
in
to
that.
That.
You know what it is
and,
too.
And
you know what
that.
It is too. I think it depends on also the person, like not just the ability to see stuff, but I think it's the personality of people and the relationship. So, like
I think of things and I'll come up with ideas and I'll tell them to you because I think they would work.
Yeah.
You know, that I'd just be like, well, if it's not going to work for me, like, maybe it'll work for you guys. Yeah. Versus people, they just don't want to say nothing. They want to keep it to themselves because they want to win. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, I don't fucking think like I'm doing.
Yo, when you strike it yourself, because yo, I be seeing certain people. I'm like, yo, yes, this nigga got this and he did that. I know he's been working for years and he finally got to this one thing that he's always wanted. I'm like young fuck on theater, nigga. Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing too, and it's that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know. I think of it this way: all the most successful people who are doing very well for themselves, they never hate on others. I've never seen that.
What for?
They never think of, exactly, right?
What for?
So it's like they're already getting what they got.
Why would you do that to yourself?
And you know what I mean? Let's be real. Oh, another factor is I'm in another lane that has nothing to do with you guys. I do artwork.
Yeah.
You guys are doing this. You guys are doing that. It's like, even if I was like, man, like there is no crossing, nothing. There's nothing to do with nothing.
At the end of the day, I think I was talking to Ellie about this. Yo, some people, we were talking about like niggas stealing ideas and shit. I'm like, yo, at the end of the day, you can do that. You can do it your way. It's the same idea where it's going to be fucking put out different.
Execution.
It's going to be different. It's literally going to be different. Me and Jermaine are two different niggas and we think alike, whatever. But if he like puts something out,
how many people
do? Totally
how many people
different.
Doing podcasts? So many. Mm-hmm. But I've never seen anybody do it with a green screen like this. I've never seen anybody. Really, I've never seen it.
Yeah.
And you guys are so weird and silly and just do whatever the fuck you want. I like it better that way.
Mm-hmm. You be original.
Versus you guys trying to be like serious and talk about social stuff too much. Yeah. It's like, bro, literally just here to have fun, bro.
Truth
like,
be told,
take a break. Take a break, bro.
Fuck. Yeah. I be chilling talking about niggas about important shit. Why the fuck pigeons just be staring at you and where they come from?
What does this mean, nigga?
Shining like a diamond
who said
from
it?
An eagle to a pigeon.
No, but who said they've never seen a baby pigeon? Who said that?
Jermaine.
Oh, me.
When you said that, I was like,
fucked you up.
That's
because someone else told me that and it fucked me up. So I'm like, what the fuck? That's I've never seen
that's
a baby
useless
pigeon.
Thought, but I couldn't stop thinking about
true,
it for
though.
A while.
And it's going to be stuck on you. Last episode, we're talking about niggas coming to the crib and streaking your toilet. You appreciate that?
Bro, don't streak my shit and dip.
Niggas don't.
Like you
dog.
See the
toilet. If
see
I see that,
brush.
If I do that, I clean, bro. I clean it.
I want no traces of my DNA left in the bathroom.
And I double crit. Flush.
No smell. Double
I
flush.
I double flush that, bro. I
double flush my own shit.
You know, double flush that. And it's like, just, it's disrespectful, man.
Sometimes I take a shit, flush, damn wipe. Flush. I don't want to clog up the toilet. I don't want no remnants.
Yeah, because I gotta come out.
Everything. Because
I gotta have to come out and say, "Where's the plunger?
I'm dying."
I'll pop myself.
Yo, I'll pop
myself sideways.
Yo, before I do that, I flooded. Shout out to my brother Trey Mo. I flooded my face. Yo,
shout that man Trey Mo.
I realized this nigga was my brother after I flooded his toilet. I didn't even flood it. I flooded his washroom. The water came up.
The water
came up.
The feces mixed.
And leaked everywhere in his bathroom. And this nigga was cooking eggs so calm. He's like, go get a plunger. I'm like, yo, you don't have a plunger? He's like, nah, because I know how to wipe my ass and flush.
I know how to shit.
For when he said that, I'm like, I got to man up, bro. I got to change some
bro,
shit.
This guy's standing on his tub fucking screaming and shit.
Fucking, I'm like, yo.
Oh, we have a vlog. It's like an old vlog of us.
That's real. But I remember, I remember last time I came through, that was a couple months ago. Ooh. But I remember hearing like your ideas and I was like, yo, I'm very happy you guys are doing the things you're doing. Very. Because I remember the little videos you guys started out with to this now. It's like, and even the group chat shit, that was cool.
Yeah.
But that's not, it's not as free as it is.
And I feel, sorry, Jermaine.
It's all good.
I feel like you, as a man that knows us personally, you knew that we didn't care about talking about that shit. Like, it was fun because it was like, yeah, you're with niggas, but like, I'm not going to sit down here and like, hey, okay, so like, what if your girlfriend comes over? Like, I don't really, we could talk about it.
At the start,
it was
pretty
like,
fucking funny, but after a while, I got old and I ran out of shit to talk
it's
about.
Like, man,
that's
when
we really started trying to find shit that we,
just talk about whatever you want to talk about. Yo, one of the funniest things, I'll never forget this. Remember when I came to your house, we were playing that, what's that game called?
The cards?
Taboo?
Yeah, right? With everybody there, whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember one of the funniest things he said.
Yeah.
He still says it, isn't
it? It's one of the funniest things
I've
ever heard.
It's in Goonscrap.
It's in Goonscrap. It made it to Goonscrap.
Literally.
Bro, what is it? It goes, the card, the idea was so you can't say the word, but you have to describe it. And it was, the word was mouse.
Yeah.
And this guy said,
a rat's little bro. And me and Jay,
and I got it.
No, but me and Jay were fucking laughing throughout the night. Everything yo, else so was happening. And it's just so kept good. Saying,
it's the rat's little bro. It's
yo, like, no, no, dude.
There's that, nothing else that could be.
Straight up, that was one of the funniest things I ever heard. From you guys, on the rat's little bro. It's so random that that was one of the funniest.
Bro, it's just what comes to your head.
That's what I'm saying, though. That was one of the rat's little bro. Bro, bro, so goddamn
literally,
funny.
That's in Goon Chat because of your reaction.
Oh, my God.
The reaction you guys gave us, I'm like, all right.
Bro, I was in tears. I was in real tears. Just, bro.
You texted us after Goon Scraps because you guys did the rat's little bro.
You guys did it. Yo, because I remember hearing after we last one, you're like, yo, I'm saving that. I'm saving that. We're putting that in something.
Yo, because
I'll never forget that.
I feel like hanging with friends is like is how you test shit out. Like, no matter what you do, it's just how you test shit out. You test your equipment out, and like when shit works and shit sticks, you're just like, all right, bet this works on him, it may work on like many other people.
I got a question. Would you guys ever do stand up?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm scared.
Yeah. Let me grow some more hair on my nuts.
It never is not scary, even when you're up top. I say you guys just do it. The earlier, the better.
I'll do it.
The earlier, the better. I think both of you have the ability to do stand-up.
Our managers are pushing us to do it, and she's like telling us.
Yeah,
like,
do it in the small little grungy places. Work your way up.
Yeah.
Because you got to take L's, man.
If no one laughs, I'm knocking niggas up.
Bro, there's going to be nights where it happens.
Tell that joke. No one laughs.
Okay. So listen, so then this is what happened with the fish. All right, man, I'm gonna need to see you all side.
Hold on a second.
That would work the way you just did that. I seen a comedian come. He comes out there and he's with a beer and his little notepad and he's telling some jokes and then like he tells jokes and kind of people kind of laughed and he's just like,
he's like, no.
People laugh and he goes,
Okay, check up.
I saw that. I don't know who that was. I feel like I've seen that.
I would do stand up just because I feel like when I'm with a bunch of people and I'm just like saying jokes, I'm like, okay, this is like easy. Especially, I don't know, if I'm beat, wait, I'm funny when I'm beat.
Oh,
but the thing is you become sharper with your funny shit, with your, you know, comedic mind and stuff. It's like it's the best place to do. I think you guys can do it. My brother does stand up. Marlon's doing more stand up.
Shout out to
Marlon.
Dipping his feet in the net.
I love it, man. Whenever I see him do that, I was just like, in my head,
I'm always
like,
so happy for him.
No, because it's hard to do, man.
It's hard.
It's no joke. And so the fact that he does it, I rate it. I've been telling him for so long. That's what I want to see you do. And that's what I'm telling you guys now. Mm-hmm. I'm telling these guys, do stand up.
Yeah.
Do it.
Our manager.
You guys
will
do well. Yeah.
Get this guy on a podcast more.
Right, so I'm going to send the invoice into you. What's your manager?
I have no idea.
Shell's got a little date going on for today.
Yeah.
Is the date still going on or are you lying to us?
Yeah, no, I'm going to be doing it.
Because the guy's like, yo, we got to hurry up. I got a date.
Yeah, you know.
You lying to us?
Because the date excuse always works. Like, oh, you got a date. You got to fucking go.
Yeah, no, I really got to be there at 3:30. So.
What time is it?
It's just a light date.
I'm about to go.
Yeah, we're just going to a museum.
I'm about to go work out.
Museum?
Too. Yeah.
That's pretty cool, bro. That wants to go to a museum.
Yeah,
Yeah, keep that around, bro. Yeah, she's not bad.
She's cool.
Versus her going like, why? Why would we go there?
What do you want to? Who are you meeting there?
Just want to see old things. Why is that funny?
Little baby, I want to go to a museum with you.
But they're already dead. Everything's dead already.
Yo, man, shout out to my man Waleed. Boy, if you watching this, I miss you, homie.
Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, special.
I have an uncle named Waleed.
Nigga, what do you just do everything? What else do you do?
It's crazy.
Birthday shout out goes out to my man Kevin, the B-Day boy, man.
Jeez.
Happy birthday, Kevin. Throw Kevin up on the screen right there. It's my man's B-Day. Sure, you already know what it is. Hit him up on his page. Go wish that man a happy birthday. Yeah,
4YE dudes are out right now. And if they're not out, they're going to be out in a couple of days. 4ye.ca. Go check it out,
but they're
man.
Probably out right now, so go check.
They're probably out right now. I know you guys talk about shipping and everything. We're trying to bring everything. Y'all know us, nigga. We cheap, man. We try to keep everything cheap and to the minimum for you guys. But the only thing that's not cheap is our quality, motherfucker.
Ooh.
Come on.
I like how you did that.
Yeah, so we doing everything like that. That's how we rocking. And yo, my last few words, I'm going to be up out of here. Yo, respect, not even respect, appreciate those that are there right now. I'm going to leave it at that. I was watching an interview with Young Thug, and I think this nigga's a fucking genius.
Oh, he's
and
a then very I wise man.
An older interview, and this nigga's saying, like 3 years ago, he said, yo, I just want the world to know I'm fucking smart. and niggas think I'm stupid. This nigga's on some Nipsey shit. Listen to his interview with Big Boy. I know he moves a little weird. He's different, but like, yo, trust me. Watch that shit. That man spits facts. That man spits facts. And I think it's cool because he's a street nigga and he shows like street nigga tendencies with the game he's in now. And I feel like that's all Nipsey did. He learned a lot of shit from the streets, took it to rap, and then fucking just built an empire off that. And I think Young Thug's on the same page. I think a lot of niggas are on the same page. But appreciate and cherish the niggas that are around you doing this shit now because life is short. You feel me?
You might show back up as a worm or some shit. That's facts.
Or who's or you might shit? Show up as a rat slickle bro.
As a rat slickle bro. Either way, I'd rather be a rat slickle bro.
Who said that fly shit?
What?
There's a fly joke.
What?
Yo, oh, that was on Ancient Aliens.
Shout out Action Bronson, Ancient Aliens, all them. That's one of our favorite shows. But this nigga says someone died. He's like, yo, you believe in reincarnation? He's like, yo, someone died, came back as a fly, and the nigga swatted him.
Came back as a fly to see his friends, so he flew all the way to see his friends.
Like, I heard that me, somewhere.
And
heard
fucking swatted that nigga. Yo, maybe they're different about flies. Yo,
shit. Like, yo, why are these niggas so annoying? And we're just here like, yo, fuck out of here.
They'd be in your face and shit.
That's pretty funny.
That's it, man. It's your boy, Baby Trey.
Yeah, you already know what it is, man. Subscribe, press the bell shit. On the Random Order YouTube channel. We're also on Spotify, Google Play, and the iTunes podcast app. You know what I'm saying? Drop 5 stars. Say something nice. Shit, 4IE do-rags. 6 new designs. We're improving the shipping. I know niggas in Norway are happy because shipping's like $9 or nine or some shit. We figured it out. And follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Random Order Show. Stay posted. Laith, you got anything you gotta talk about? You got going on? You know what I'm saying?
I'm working on shit right now, so I can't announce anything right now. Artistic wise and music and all that stuff.
Yeah, busy. That's what's up,
but
nigga.
When it's time to, I will. But you can just go to my website, laithakeem.com. You can follow me on all social media at laithakeem and just follow me or don't. Whatever. It's all good.
Akon and Young Jesus.
That's it. You wanna leave the people with a little something?
With a quote of the day?
With a message? Always know that you're not who you could be, so keep going.
Woo!
Akon and Young Jesus.
One more time in Spanish.